Is this Sunday night? Is she an artist as well? Oh, yeah. How
did you say? Is that good? Yeah. Or won't be a
coffee? True. The Rebbe Gemara Chof Zayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara had a Shaila, had a Reef, Shat, and Rav Yudah. Rav Yudah's Shita is you can only daven the initial course of leadership, you can only daven shachar as dalit shor, doesn't it? As close dalit shor, it's about kilo dalit shor. There's more quoted in Mishnah Nagius that clarifies that the Rabbeinu Shita obviously is at close dalit shor. Now the question is, how do we talk here? Well, that's what we get up to. Amar Avkana halachat Rabbeinu, we talk to like Rabbeinu Shita, even though Yochat Barabim halachat Barab. Here, we talk to like Rabbeinu, hoyal usnam utchirut et chavot say. Seems from Mishnah Nagius, quote his opinion, so that's the same that we talked about. So is that talking about Baskin? You look at the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch, it says you have to daven shacharis, you have to daven shmonesu shacharis within the first dalit shor by your own, but then it says, but if you didn't, and that's what you did, but then it says, if you didn't finish daven shacharis by the end of dalit shor, then you haven't even daven later. So that means you don't pass like a beauty. The Habudah says that you have to finish by dalit shor, that means that you don't pass like a beauty. Well, what's Pshat that we pass like a beauty? So the Mishnah Brura, and that sin in the Shulchan Aruch points out that there is an Achleikis Achreinim, which is really an Achleikis Arishayin of the Seir Shan Nizdav, on Chabzayim and Aleph. What is that din in the Rambam? When the Rambam writes that the person is Shogeg or Ba'ones didn't daven shachris within dalit shores, he made daven shachris after dalit shores. Why did he write b'shoyim shogeg ba'onena? So what if he did? What if he planned to daven at the 9 o'clock minyan? The nazis. He planned in the lachatzila. It's not that he planned to get up for the 7 o'clock minyan, then he woke up late, and he davened at the 9 o'clock minyan. He planned in the lachatzila to daven at the late minyan. And it's either he davened on purpose after dalit shores. So the Rambam would say that he can't daven shmonesu shachar? How can it be? What is it based on? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Machloekes Achreinim, which is a Machloekes Arishayim. What exactly do we pass? So some Rishayim say that when the Gemara says we pass like Rav Yudah, that means lachatchila we pass like Rav Yudah, but for the Eved we don't. We really pass like the Chachamim. So for the Eved, even if he did, even if the Mazed, you didn't daven shmonesu shachar, it's in Talmud Shos, you can daven after Talmud Shos. So for the Eved, the din is really like the Chachamim. And now the Rishon is saying, no, the din is absolutely like Rav Yudah, that you must finish Shabbos before dalit shor. But what happens if you miss Minchas? What happens if you miss Ma'ariv? You didn't daven in Gan, so the din is you can make Tashlumin. How do you make Tashlumin? So you daven the next Tziva, Bizmano, first, and then after you finish, you step back, Gimel Tzviyus Lachura, and you show you, see that he was dalit Amos, and then you walk back and you daven at Tzvei Tishmanesh and Tashlumin. So the Rambam holds, Amid Vom Amurim, when is that so, that you have to daven to first the Tzvila Bizmana, and then you daven the Tashmona to the Tzvila Shloi Bizmana. That's only the Tarhigiyah Hazman of the next Tzvila. But what happens if the Zmana, the first Tzvila, is up, and it's Adayla Higiyah the Zmana of any next Tzvila. There is no Zmana of any next Tzvila. But then the Rambam holds, you can make Tashmona by tells the Shmona Esrei, and say Shmona Esrei now. So that's what the Rambam says. You really have to finish. And that's all Tashlumin. That's not Tashlumin.
Not according to the Yudah.
So the Zman of Shacharis was over at 10 o'clock, finished. And if it's not 1 minute after 10, 1 minute after dalit shor, you're not the Eitz Shacharis. Finished. Now what? We're not talking about Bichas Kish. We're talking about Shmonesri. You can't daven Shmonesri Shabbos. But what? So you can daven Tashlumin. So that's the root story. So how do we arrange Tashlumin? If it's a Giyah, Zman, Nishe, then you have to, and you have to daven two davenings, and you have to daven Tashem with Dish Dachri. So which one takes Kedina? But then the Rambam quotes the Gemara, you have to first daven the Tzila Bizmana, and then daven the Tzila Shlod Bizmana. Even if you did it to the Eved in the wrong order, you wouldn't even be here. If you had the Gemara, how strange that in the Eved you wouldn't be here. But if it's after the Zman of the first, and then I'll die, well, he gives, not after the Zman of the next one. I missed Shachri, the Din is, I can daven Tashlumi now, I'll say Shman Esrei, the first Tashlumi for the Shachri that I missed. We say the Tashlumi has to be daven after the davening that I missed. So that's all that you can. Those who read the Rambam, those who read the Rambam, those Achrayim and those other Rishonim, the Rishonim don't argue with the Rambam. The Achrayim have enough legis how to read the Rambam. The Bishayis quotes it, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the big enough legis. So there is a group of Achrayim who hold, based on a group of Rishonim, that if you daven Mishmanet or Shachar after Zalat Shor, you're not yet Seifim, you're not yet the Shachar. So Kilu Lod Yispalo. But you can't say Kilu Lod Yispalo, so it'll be because of Tashlumen. But that Tashlumen is only if the Shogag on Nena. But if he made his mind up and after, he's going to daven at the 9 o'clock minyan. And at 9 o'clock minyan, he always misses his man Tzila. Or 9:30 minyan. And he's going to get to the Mishmanet after 10 o'clock. But that was the major of the miscavim. According to that shot in the Rambam, according to that day, Mamish Brooks will have told us. You missed Shacharit, and you can't have Tashlum because you were Hizrit. You're not allowed to daven. Even the Yevid. It's not that L'Hatzimah Dizman is before Dalat Shor, even the Yevid will let you have a Kiyam Shalom Shleimut, but the Yevid you have to hit the Dalat Shor. No, you're not yet at all, that's Dalat Shor. In a case like this, you can't make Tashlum. If he did, you can't make Tashlum. It's better to tell you if he's going over. Let's see, you miss Anna. That's it. You didn't have a shot.
You didn't have a shot.
Now it comes to this and goes.
Yeah.
Now he wants to make Tashlum. He says you have to wait to finish the minute of Kanda and then double.
What would be better?
So that's what we, when we first started the Sarah, we mentioned the Tanya Yeshua writes, Mistimas, he writes a Finnish as well. Mistimas, Ibrahim Apostkin is not, I don't know exactly where he read that. Mistimas, Ibrahim Apostkin, he gets reading in between the lines, he gets the impression that if you miss Shachris and you want to make Tashlumen by Mincha, you have to daven mincha after the mincha ktana zman, not after the mincha tzol zman. Because the yikar zman of mincha is really the mincha ktana, not the mincha tzol. That's what he said. And you can't make tashlumen unless you're davening the tzilas zman first. So daven shachar is at 2 o'clock. Daven shachar is 2 o'clock, and then you daven mincha at 4:30, whatever. 4 o'clock. So he's working with the assumption that no, like the other person, that the only way to have Tashlumen is that first davening the Tzilut is Mano, because you mentioned in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, it has been those who showed him that you have to have a Masir. But the daven Tzilut is Mano, that's the Masir, and then once you already have a Hefter to daven, then you're permitted to daven the Tzilut Tashlumen. Yeah. But the daven of Tashlumen after the Zman of the Chiyuv, and before the year of the Zman of the next davening, but that's a group of Rishonim hold that there is no such person, you can't do that. And others hold not so. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Halacha L'maaseh, that's like the person was Hizrit. He made up his mind, he purposely, he's going to daven at the 9:30 minyan, and he's going to get this one Esrei, before Chatzos, but after Zalut Shor. So according to some Rishonim, you're not permitted to daven at all. Brachal about Tola, because you can't make Tashlumen by Yizin, and according to some Rishonim, is that you have to allow this. What's the life of the Maisa? How should you pass him? And the Rishonim recommend that people do it. I know people do it all the time. So what should you do? So speaking in the Mechaber, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mechaber, it says that Hafilu Yizin. In the Mechaber it says Hafilu Yizin, even if the day that you made up your mind you're going to daven at the 9:30 minyan, the Mechaber passes that the Yedid his mind is up until Sechashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashash a little bit that is minimal, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes, so that it's not so Muslim, that it's not so Muslim, that that's the stock. There are those Rishonim and Acharonim who disagree with the Mechazes. He recommends that one who is in such a predicament that he's holding by davening to Mezid, Shachris, ask himself, Dalashoyim, Shadam Mishman Esrei, Allah Tanai, that he should have in mind that tonight. That if the din is that you permit, like the Mechaber that you permitted to daven Shachris, but he had it after Dalashoyim, to have in mind the same Shachris. Yes, the din is that you're not allowed to, because it's only davening after Dalshah Tashlumin, and he did it the mazes now, so there's no Tashlumin of the mazes. You have in mind that it should be Betorah Shabbos and Dabbah.
Shabbos you can't do it. Most of the times this happens on Shabbos.
Shabbos you can't, right?
So you can't do it
on Shabbos. The Shabbos you can't do that. The Shabbos, either you follow the Mechaber and you daven your Shabbos, or you don't. Or you don't daven Shabbos, period. If the Tashmumin is a result, if you remember, I have Tashmumin, Shakri, so that he doesn't have to daven Tashmumin, he daven the Shmanesh Shakri, those who daven at the 9:30 minyan, on a weekday, and he should daven with this in mind, that if the din is that he had to give permitted to daven after Dav, so he wants to see the Torah Shakri. If the din is that you're not allowed to daven after Dalai Shah, some of the Torah Tashmumin, and he was easy, he has in mind the Torah, the Dabbah. And on Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's no Dabbah. That's correct. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's no Dabbah. So one should be extra specially careful on Shabbos and Yom Tov, not to daven at a minyan where they're going to daven Shabbos after Dalai Shah.
How
can that it's not only that there was a machlokes of Rishonim that the Mechaber passed in on, the Mishnah Berurah is way after the Mechaber. It was just
50 years ago.
He was Ma'ir again that the Achronim after the Mechaber. We're not so sure that we should pass like this Mechaber because it's a big dispute in Rishonim. Because the simple reading of Yomar, Yomar says we pass like that, period. If you absolutely may not daven Shachar, then the daven Shachar.
Why don't you say she was paid? She was waiting this time. Why shouldn't you be able? You can't. You a lot of daven minhagim Torah. You a lot of daven minhagim. You can make the shmulman, and why you have to wait till the end of the day to make the shmulman? You can make it right away and an hour later.
That's what he claims. He claims the steam did that person was mashma that the this they talk to the person do say that the ikas man of mincha is mincha of kana. That's how he says the Torah. That's how it says the Torah. Take him also the following. You say this case. Let's say a person wakes up in the morning, person that the telephone rings and the company hears that a relative died in the morning, and it didn't go to happen in traffic yet. So but he became, when the telephone rang, he woke up. When he wakes up, he's becoming completely to the and maybe when he's sleeping, he's not believing anything, he's a mistake, whatever, Yoshin. So when he wakes up, he's Mukhiyas to Dhamma Shakti. If he wakes up, he's Mukhiyas. And then someone died, and he just became an enemy when he signed a priest forbidden to Dhamma Shakti. But since he became Mukhiyas to Dhamma Shakti, so he has to make such woman if he possibly can. But let's say the school is taking care of that day, within a few hours, and then he Dhamma Shakti. But then he should make such woman. Let's say he found out in the middle of the night that a relative died. He got in virus and he finds out in the middle of the night and they took care of the Surya by 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So the whole man of Shakri he was an Ainan. So that's the machlokes where the Ainan we learned from the previous chariot that Ainan is not Mukhayyib at war, and Ainan is Mukhayyib and he's not the minister of Philippines. So we passed him, and that machlokes that the Rosh quoted, we passed him that an Ainan is not Mukhayyib at all, and therefore he wasn't Mukhayyib to Dhamma Shakri at all. From the beginning of the day he was an Ainan. But if let's say when he woke up, the phone rings. Before he finds out, he's not a man. So when the phone rings and he wakes up, he became already Mukhiyas to Dhamma Shachar for sure. And then when you tell him that they had news, then he just became an Ainan. And now he's forbidden to daven. But for 1 minute, he was Mukhiyas to Dhamma Shachar. Then he became Hatter. But then since he was Mukhiyas for 1 minute, so there's a Din of Tashmumin. So if he should try to daven Mincha, the same day, the Tzvur will be within his Man of Mincha. Then he'll daven Mincha, so then he should make a Tashmumin and daven the second Shonesh. So what happens if this happened Mincha time in the afternoon? Let's say it's a rated mincha time, 12:30. Let's say before 12:12. The Yevon, he's not making things around 12:30, and the person there, the Yevon, so let's say 1 o'clock. Let's say 1 o'clock, he certainly could not mincha, he's there for 12:30. So 1 o'clock, he said he became a chuyas to daven mincha, and at 1 o'clock, they tell him that a relative God just became a chayin, and then till the end of the day, he's an chayin, and the chur is going to be a chayin in the middle of the night. But then when he davened Meirev, does he daven a tashlumin for the mincha that he didn't daven? Or not? He said that he was mechuyev in mincha. At 1 o'clock, he could have davened mincha. So the Shari Tshuva, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shari Tshuva, and quotes the Achrayim who say, no, that the Iker's man of mincha is really mincha of tana. The halacha is that if you'll daven earlier, you will go right to the yevet. Or Shafat Chak in the yevet only. Shafat Chak, we allow a person to do something. Lechatzila, what we normally only allow for the yevet. If a person is nervous that later on he makes a kick, he may get involved in business, may get involved in a crisis, when I'm saying sure, whatever's running against matters, he's afraid he's going to die. And whatever hashoshet he has, whatever hang-up he has, why is he afraid to drop in mincha kitan or later, if he wants to drop in mincha neva, mecha teisa v'di ipichi, that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Torah quotes it from the Shai Shuvah, b'shem nachem, like that, the ipichi really is mincha tana, so if he came in oinen, in between mincha tzoyva, and mincha tana, that has the status of oinen, called man, single time mincha, the oinen man is chayiz in mincha, then there's no hashmonim by my own. That's what the parts can just say about that. That part the Tenshu didn't address. I'll state that from a classical book. Tenshu just had this Chiddush that if you miss Shacharis in the morning and it's if this is Man Shacharis and you want to make Tashlumin, so you have Chiddush number one, which is really a dispute, that you can only make Tashlumin if you first dive in the Mincha Tzvigot of Mano and afterwards. So you have to have the heads of the class with the master, whatever. First you have to dive in the Tzvigot of Mano and then only then can you dive in the Tzvigot of Mano Tashlumin. Not like half of the many Rishonim say, they say that, Menachem say that's the Rambam she told me here, that if he didn't daven Mishachris before Dalet Shoharis, he may daven after Dalet Shoharis, the Torah Tashlumin. Even though it's not a Tashlumin after another Tzvil of Bizman, the only time you have to be after Tzvil of Bizman is, if it's a year of Man, if it's a very Bizman from Tzvil of Bizman, and you want to daven two Tzvil of, which one should be daven first? So I'll go on that sentence, he daven first the Tzvil of Bizman, then the Tzvil of Shalai Bizman, because that's more than this of the Shlai Musa. The Chiddush is that it's not going to be ever. That's the Shalai, why should it be so? The Chiddush is that that's not going to be ever. So the two parts, the one part of what, the Yeshua said two things, and then he combined it together. He said one thing, that the Ikh is man of Yimcha is Milchat Tan. That's straight to our question like that. Everybody's not looking at that. That's the Yeshua didn't invent. Then the Yeshua said another thing that's really a Chiddush, but we see that here for the Rishonim hold like that. It was that if you miss the Tzivos of Mano, you can only daven Tashlumin if it's the year of Mano of the next Tzivos, and you daven first the Tzivos of Mano, and then you daven just Tashlumin. You cannot just make if it is Mano, and if Adayra he gives it Mano, the next Tzivos of daven and Tashlumin. So he holds not like that. And then putting these two together, he comes up with his Chiddush Mitzvah, and that's not quoted in Tzivos. That part of the Tenshu is not the Mishnah Bura, the people are on the Daf and Shulchan Aruch, don't quote that part of the Tenshu. That if you miss Shacharis, and it's already 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and every day you daven 1 o'clock. All your long daven is 1 o'clock in the afternoon, or 1:30 or 10 in the afternoon. But if you miss Shacharis, then you cannot daven Tashlumin after a Mincha, or a Mincha Zayva. It has to be a Mincha Zayva, you have to daven the Tzvil of Izmano, and that's going to be Bishlei Musa. And only then do you have the right to daven a Tashlumin. That was the Chiddush of the Peshua, that's from the Adama. But the other part of the Peshua is that okay, each part by itself, say back and back. The other parts are not true.
Somebody has to stop.
There's a machlokes if the person is in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. If he's in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei already, does he stop in the middle? And then someone comes up and tells him that a relative died. Does he say that he has to finish the Shemoneh Esrei? Does he say that he has to stop in the middle? That's a machlokes hakam. But doctor says he has to stop in the middle. But it's a machlokes in Achorim. But if he's in the middle of one of the brichos kriyas shma, does he have to stop in the middle of that bracha, or does he finish to the end of that bracha and stop there? The same machlokes in the middle of the shmoneh esrei. Because the brichos kriyas shma, not the action of the zeres, is to finish that bracha. So if you have to stop in the middle of the shmoneh esrei, you should stop in the middle of whatever bracha you're in the middle of the brichos kriyas shma. If you say finish to the end of the shmoneh esrei, because all the brichos shmoneh esrei are not in the zeres, if you hold it in the middle, to first finish that unit. But it turned out that even what he did before was the bracha of Atos, the first finish that unit and then stop. If he said finish to the end of the Shmoneh Esrei, then he said the bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, finish to the end of the bracha that you're holding in the middle of. But certainly after he finishes that bracha and just said bracha and he didn't start anything, then after he passes, he doesn't say any of the bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. He stops there. This is not my fear, man.
I think you should
before you go to show.
Can I
say, yeah, because you can have a census. Yeah. It's been recommended. If there's no other minyan, or you can't, for some reason, then you can't go to the other minyan, Shazam Yechidus. Come on, Shazam Yechidus. Because many parts of Mahon says you're not permitted. The name is you're not permitted to daven Shmones or Shabbos after the Dalai Shur. So it would be highly recommended that if there's no other alternative, there's no other minyan, Shazam Yechidus. And then go to Shul, take two minutes, or so, the Mabba said, or whatever, while the people in Shul are done. Every day, Mr. Gibbs used to bring the court and Thomas Shabbat on time. That their papers were marketed, and the Shabbat said they were marketed. That's the Shaila. You might have to be passing like Rav Yehuda. So the Shaila is, what exactly did Rav Yehuda say? Did Rav Yehuda mean this? Machlech Rav Yehuda Rabbanan was in a din d'oraita, whether you're able to bring the Kodesh Kodesh or Shaila after Dalet Shoras, if you're not going to tell you cannot, because it has to be brought. And the word breaker means only up until first Dalet Shoras and not after. That's the definition of the breaker in a din d'oraita. Oh no, Rav Yehuda is just saying the korbanos, the tefilos, the tefilos when he's talking, connected to Zman that they normally offer the korbanos and Zman historically. Yes.
If there was a reason for it, they were delayed.
But you don't go to Yes, theoretically it would be conscious of. That's
the evidence.
That's the Shaila. When the Hachamim was Misakim Sila.
That's theoretical.
Right. Were they Misakim Sila, so that you know, they're only Misakim Sila, can they get the actual Islam of Hachamim, or can they get the theoretical Islam of Hachamim? That's the next thing the Gemara has about this. The simple reading of the next thing the Gemara sounds like it says, the rebut is machloekes to the chachamim is in a din derayt. Next on the next one. Well, Thomas Hashachas Kar B'Yavri Shoyt. That's the Mishnah 80 had the Chamisha Dvorim. Rabbi Zagor said over five things. So one of the five was that at once in the history of the world, on one occasion, they brought the Thomas Hashachas within the fourth hour of the day. So the man tana loha disnan is a bright thing. And the Mechil to the Rabbi Shoyt says in Parshat Vashalach that says, when the moon came down, so these Easter moons, they would collect them on in the morning, and then whatever they would leave over, everybody would take Hasira to Eifo themselves, and whatever was left over would leave Bechama Shemesh Menomos, and the sun would come out, it would melt it, and then maybe there's the behemoth would eat it, and then when the Eifo would check the behemoth, they would eat the tam, they would taste the tam of the goyim, and the goyim would even have more than the eight and the Yunus Erdem would check the behemoth and eat it, so they would take the clothes of the month. They were never there to feed mom, but they were there to feed the behemoth. They ate the mom, so then the only time it would be there to have the time, it would be time time. So the Medrash comments on the Tosfos, the Chamash HaMishnah, that this refers to the Arba Shoras. Means the Shoras is eaten by Yom, in the fourth hour of the day. So the Medrash HaTam, the Arba Shoras, why does the Gemara going to explain a little later? How do you see that the word the Chamash HaMishnah means the Arba Shoras? Because before the Arba Shoras, in the first three Shoras of the day, even in the sun, it's not so hot. It's chilly even in the sun. And if you wait a little later in the day, if you wait till Chatzayis, or an hour before Chatzayis, not only will it be hot in the sun, hopefully it'll be hot. Even in the shade, it'll be very hot. Although it's going to be hot. So when it is the Cham HaShemesh, then only in the sun is it hot, in the sail it's not hot. That's Ba'adashar. So the Medrash continues, alright, well, the Sheisho, it may mean when it's really hot, maybe how much damage means at the peak, at the heat, when the other person says that when Avraham Avinu was sitting Pesach Oyel and the Malachim came on the highway, it says, Kachayim Hayonim, it was in Kachayim Hayonim. Here it says, Bechama Hashem, and here it says, Kachayim Hayonim, you see that there's a different Russian, so it must mean a different Zman. So there by Avraham Avinu, it says, Kachayim Hayonim, the whole place was hot, whether in the sun or in the shade, or the shade. So that by Avraham Avinu, how is Sheishor Tomer? That phrase has the connotation of Sheishor in Shor Shishi.
Wasn't that special?
Yes, that's how the Gemara says in Bavim Tzir. This Medrash has to surround the Lord. It's simple. Shav Yechom Adam means from 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock. The hardest part of the day. Hareshe Shoratamu, that's right, from Ayom means from 11 o'clock to 12. Amanim Mekayim Chama Shemesh, which is a different phrase, is only in the sun is it hot and in the shade it's cool. So it must be the Akashar. So the Gemara, that's Akam. That's the end of that Medrash. That's the end of the Lashon of the Brayse in the Mechilta Rebbe Shema. That's the Gemara, Mantana, the Gemara is Mani. Who's the Pidmi does the Kalor? Well, it's the Rebbe Abonim. That's right. It doesn't make any sense. Here, Rebbe Yudah, if you're all like Rebbe Yudah, Rebbe Yudah said that you can dab and shot it down until the end of Dalat Shuras. Why? So the simple shot is because it's Kenegit causing Kama Shal Shaka. Kama Kama Shal Shaka is pretty. If the Kenegit has a time to my point, the first thing is a break here and still Gala Shal. It sounds like Rebbe Yudah saying it's in there, right? Rebbe Yudah has the definition of the word Baboik here is still the end of Dalat Shuras. Here it says, Bayuka to Walsa Baboik, and Baboik is the same logic as it says by Kama Shal Shaka. Baboik is the Rebbe Yudah has the Kama Shal Shaka means the end of Dalat Shuras. In the summer they collected them on the Yulka to Walsa Baboik and means up until the end of Dalat Shuras. It's going to melt. It's going to melt before they had a chance to collect it. So obviously, the mon is only going to melt after everybody finished collecting, because should be the shore of Hamishin. So how come the Bryson says that it was already melted in the shore of Eve? That's not their duty. And this is like the Rabbanim is Lasha, because according to the Rabbanim of Yudah, the Tom Shal Shaka may be brought up until Chatzoy, because it says, Ken Sechatatla Breka, the word Breka means up until Chatzoy. So the mon should not have melted until after 12 o'clock. The people were still collecting, which is why you could tell us about Breaka, about Breaka. So the simple meaning of the Gemara in presenting the Kasha and Mani, the Gemara asks whose opinion does it rise to follow, the Rabbi Yudah, the Rabbana, why not? Here, Rabbi Yudah, Dalit Shoras, Mani Tafu, so they're still collecting the Mon, so why does the Rabbana Shalom cause it to melt? And here, Rabbana, not Chasek, Mani Tafu, it's Breaka, then also. So the simple meaning of the Kasha implies that the root, the Shoras, and the Machloik, the Rabbana, the Machloik, and the Dinda Raita. None of the Dinda Rabbana, when they were Mesakim, there's Mani Tzila, where the Mesakim, Kenegas, the theoretical Zman of Kamaz of Shachar, or Kenegas, the actual Zman, and the actual recorded Zman, the latest recorded Zman ever, was Sof Dalit Shoras. The simple reading of the Gemara is not so, at least in the Kasha. At least in the Kasha, the Seyers, that says, the Machloik, the Dinda Rabbana, and there is on a level of their life. So the Gemara answers, no, the Raita can either fit in like Rashid or like the Rabbana. He breaks same as he wants, you can say it's like Rajuda. He breaks same as he wants, you can say Rabbanon. Now, if you say it like he wants, you can say Rabbanon. How could it be Rabbanon, but the Rabbanon holds if the king does commercial shaka up until Katsuri? The Rabbanon says no Kasha. That's when it says, I can't tell that Katsuri about Breaker. It says one. But here it says, but you can tell us about Broker, about Broker. So the simple meaning is daily. Daily. But you can tell us about Breaker. About Breaker means every day they collected it. About Breaker? So the Gemara answers, though, maybe because of the fact that it says, oh, my grub, Babaika, maybe it has a connotation, Babaika is on the same day. And the Boker half of the Boker, means up until Chatzos, well, the early half of the day. And then you say the early half of the Boker, which is the early half of the day. So you divide it in half, so it's only up until the end of 3 hours. And the fourth hour is already melting. That's how the Gemara suggests. Maybe over here, oh, my grub, Babaika, how can we should be carrying? We only collected the money, look at the world, everybody collected it in the early half of the version. But like Corbin Talmud, where it only says, it's the case of the Bible right there, he's up until Chassoy. So it's kind of like, boy, he's paying more revenue. If you want, you can say that this is right in the Chilta Gorge, like a beauty. I feel like you know that it's called right off until the end of Dalit Shoras, that it should have only begun to melt in the Shor Hamishis, and why did it say that it was melting in Shor Hamishis? I break it into the Hazim Lashoacha. So the Gemara still sounds like it's sticking to the pshat. There are few that hold that in their eyes there. But the pshat, not only in the mashin, even in the tarsim is like that. The Gemara is still sticking to the pshat. There are few that hold that the word babayke, whenever the people chumash means self-valid shur. But over here, it says babayke, babayke means the earliest part of the babayke, like the rabbanos. And instead of dividing in half, you don't divide in half. You say you only collected them on the first 2 hours. Just lock them no shur. And the simple reading of this is not really both in the Kasha and the Sherev. Sounds like it's a Machlokes on a level of the Rish. But the Rav Rishon is saying the same as Shansha. What do you do with the Gemara? I don't know. Maybe they somehow have, in the Kasha it's Kavar. Maybe they somehow have a different reading in the Teres. Maybe there's a different way in the Teres. I don't know. Okay. But then, now the Gemara has it over what we learned before. How about the Kul? Rav Mami, what is this? Everybody agrees. Rav Hashem is Is the Dalit Shoras that by the Mon was melting in the fourth hour. Said the Gemara, my mashma, what is the mashma in the wording of Chama Hashem? It says the Gemara, I'm not talking about Yagman, it means like the Kamakro. Why doesn't it say Kechom Hayom? Hakam only says the Chama Hashem is Shalom. Hey, are you sure? What hour of day is it? The Hashem is Chama, they'll say then, if it's earlier within the first few Mishoyes, it's not even Hakam, it's done Shalom. And if it's later, namely in the Shor Shishi, then it's even going to be hot in the shade. So wait, is it that in the Sanatat and in the shade is cool? At the end of the Bible church, that's the maturity of that church. This Gemara that we mentioned before, the Gemara we had before, that if the person didn't daven shacharis, and now it's his mana of mincha, he didn't have mincha, now it's his mana of ma'ariv, and he has to daven two tefillos, he has to daven one tefillah with mana, he has to daven a tefillah with tashlumin, so what should be the seder of the two tefillos? So they write it on the bottom of the riff, I think we once mentioned, they write it on the bottom, and it's commentary on the riff, and the end of Shochim quotes this Gemara, and he comments on it, what kind of a thing is this? The rabbi is commenting on the end of stuff, and the Gemara has the Machlekes, the end of Rosh Hashanah. Machlekes B'Shanah B'Til, when you say Kiddush or Havdalah, what arrangement do you do with the Baruch? You have to say Baruch Yavdalah, you have to say Kiddush, you say first Baruch Yavdalah, then Kiddush, you say first Kiddush, then Baruch Yavdalah. So the Gemara says, well, how does it fit in with the Kolalim of Kiddim and Kolat Arku? You want to do two Baruchas, you want to do two Mitzvahs, and one is Tadim, one is Mekudesh, and one is Ahim, and one is Aher, so what should the Seder be? So the Raivit, the Gemara talks a little bit there, and the Raivit has a little bit extra about this topic, about the Seder Kedimit, when you're obligated to do two mitzvahs, which one should you do first? So the Raivit comments, you see, so this Gemara, klaus, there are several klausim, and then you have Shadu, what are you doing, the klausim contradiction, there's conflict. So one of the klausim is, I want to do two mitzvahs. One is a mitzvah b'shmei musa, one is a mitzvah shalot b'shmei musa behind him, one of the tefillot is mana. Here, the Gemara had a one gav ma'ir on the first Shabbos. That's going to be a tefillot b'shmei musa, big fat full sledge mitzvah. The other one is going to be a tashlum and mincha, chafatam to daven and mincha, the tashlum is going to be a tefillot shalot b'shmei musa. So you have two mitzvahs to do, so the one that's b'shmei musa is called mekudesh, it's more important, it's the same thing mitzvah. The one tefillot that's shalot b'shmei musa, that's called ein mekudesh, mekudesh, ein mekudesh, mekudesh kaihim. The mitzvah that's more b'shlamus is the more important of the two mitzvahs. So that's the one that comes first. The talent was that the Gemara said it's even marked with the yezer.
Right.
It's just, okay. So that's the talent. But the rabbi says it starts off with that. It starts off with that clause. So the Achrayim have a whole discussion. Let's say there's one moil in the community, and two people are having a drink. Tomorrow morning, Wednesday, two people are having a drink. One is having a meal of bizmana, the baby was born last week Wednesday. Normal, the drink is going to be Wednesday. And the other one, the baby was born really on Sunday, and had it postponed a couple of days. Turned out it's going to be on Wednesday, 4 days late, 3 days late. So one is a meal of bizmana, that's a mitzvah of bishmei musa. Meal of bizmana is a fancy mitzvah, it's fuller. It's not some vision of dinner mitzvah. The dinner that meal of zech hashavit in lampes, it's only a meal of bizmana. Meal of shalat bizmana is considered a little bit, shalat bishmei musa. You have no bear. You have no bear. You have to wait, but still, Shalom HaSef, that it's considered a mitzvah, Shalom HaShem Musa. So the Gilgal Mashua on the side of the Yeridei, Rav Shlomo Meger, the son of Rav Shlomo Meger, quotes from Achrayim, says that if the Moel has a choice of arranging, sometimes it has no Breira. One group is going to be in Hoboken, they have to do the one over here right after Shabbat, then he's going to go over there and just make it 5 minutes before Shabbat. It has no Breira. You can't do the other one first. But if it has a Breira, then he should arrange in such a way to do the mitzvah of the Shlomo Musa, the mitzvah of the Mana first, then to do the Mibu Shalosh Bizmano later. That's what he says, based on this Gemara, based on the writer's comment on this Gemara. And the Kovner Rav, the Zvar Avraham, wrote a Shubha in Chelek Aleph, where he disagreed, he quoted it, he said just the opposite. So he said, if you have a meal of his mana, said he was born on Wednesday, so you really, theoretically, you have Kol HaYom to do the Shabbat. The only thing is that these men came to the mitzvah, you should try to do it as early as possible, but if you won't do the meal until a minute before the Shabbat, it will still be a meal of his mana. Hashem came the meal that was supposed to be scheduled for Sunday, and it was postponed, so that's already Shabbat his mana. So he says Shabbat his mana. Every minute that you postpone, you're mavatul in this. And even though you're going to do the mila later, no, if you could have done the mila at 7 o'clock in the morning at the crack of dawn, before HaNetzach HaMa, you're not supposed to. But it's too bad, yes, HaNetzach HaMa, the Mishnah says in the Gila is the first opportunity you're supposed to do it. So if you postpone, not only postpone to a later date, some people like to postpone, let's postpone to Sunday so everybody has off so they'll be able to attend. The London boy that you're not allowed to postpone to a later day, one can argue the point to say that this Mila, the units of man go in days. Why? Because you're Mashmini. You have to count days. You have to count days. It doesn't go units of minutes. So one could argue the point to say, about the Zara Bum is right. If you postpone the Mila's Mashmini Mana to a further day, that's not proper. That's not another unit. But to postpone a couple of hours, to have the bridge that 3 hours later instead of Rubian, that's the Chiddush of the Zara Bum. He thinks that not only is it does it constitute a bitla mitzvah, even though you're going to fulfill a mitzvah later, but the fact that you postpone, that constitutes a bitla mitzvah. Not only does it constitute a bitla mitzvah if you postpone from one day to the next day, even on the same day, if you can possibly do the mila earlier, you should. Achidish. So everybody sent him letters disagreeing. So in the second chelok of Etzavon, he has about five or six simonim where he keeps understanding his position in the first chelok. Most of the girls disagreed with him. They started with the school naked out from 1 hour to the next. There's now a big one this one. From one day to the next. Maybe. Then Yehuda is Masutic. Maybe it's a big one. But that's what many hold that Yehuda is right. Should be a big one. But if it's from 1 hour to the next, that's what he can do. The second day of Rosh Hashanah, there's the Pharisee in the Mishnah, that you're not permitted to perform a Milah Shalav Yizman. But the question is, what about every other Yom Tashem Yishol Gavri? And so Rosh Hashanah, we know, is treated differently from the other Yom Tashem Yishol Gavri, which is more considered that he has not yet said. But that's a machlek of the Rambam and the Rosh, a machlek of the Shem. The Shah, the answer is that the Milah Shalav Yizman is the Yom Tashem Yishol Gavri. It's generally assumed not Yom Tashem. And if you have Tiyur from Rosh, it's a Shokhari. Okay. Something more like Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev. Mishnah has the Machlokes HaTanoim Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbanu when you daven Shacharis up until Chatzos, only up until Dalet. Shon ben the next Machlokes when you daven Mincha Meila when you daven Ma'ariv. It's all about Tzadik. Rabbi Yehuda holds you can only daven Mincha until Tzlag HaMincha, so an hour and a quarter before the end of the day, and then is there ready Bizman and Ma'ariv within the last hour and a quarter? And the Chachamim say no, Bizman and Mincha is up until the end of the day, and the Bizman of Ma'ariv only begins later. What's with Musaf? The Tosis claims, the top Tosis on Chavzayim and others, claims that the last line in the Mishnah of Yudah Emer, Azayin Shoyes, doesn't really belong in the Mishnah. They say that it wasn't in all the old editions of the Gemara, the Mishnah, it doesn't appear, somebody put it in and it doesn't really belong. They say the Mishnah only quotes the Hachamim Shisa, the Shamisof and Kalayat. Was the Shlach, what's up there, if the Mishnah quotes, what if Tosis get so angry about that it doesn't belong, they quote that, what's so terrible? The Tosis said why? Because Rav Yehuda HaNasi is the one who edited the Mishnah, and he didn't quote Rav Yehuda's opinion on purpose because he don't pass not Rav Yehuda. Because he thought he don't pass not Rav Yehuda, he's not going to quote his opinion. So why did he quote his opinion by Shachri? So he didn't pass not Rav Yehuda. But he didn't pass not Rav Yehuda. He wanted to say, along with Rav Yehuda, all the time it's created Tavoses. And now the Shaila is, so what about Mincha? Mincha Meir, what's the cutoff point? When is the Tosma Mincha? When is the Tchilos Mamar? So, by Musaf, the Mishnah doesn't call Rav Yehuda HaNasi left out the opinion of Rav Yehuda. That's not his opinion. It's Rav Yehuda to Rav Yehoi. Rav Yehuda HaNasi was later. He was the last of the Tanoim. He was the editor of the Mishnah. And the Rav Yehuda in Mishnah is a different Tanoim. It's not Rav Yehuda HaNasi, it's Rav Yehuda to Rav Yehoi. The Rav Yehuda Shita was not quoted in the Gesh of Musaf because Rav Yehuda was not going to pass on him. And again, the Shachar is Rav Yehuda. We are going to pass on him. Hold the Sam Shkir to Tavosah. Because they had a tradition of what was Mishnah Bosa Yom when they fired Rabbi Gamliel and they made Rabbi Gamliel die with the Nazi. And one of the Mishnahs there is mentioned was Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Shaila is, what about Rabbi Yehuda by Mincha Meirin? He's quoted in our Mishnah, but it doesn't appear in Adias. So the fact that Rabbi Yehuda Nazi included in the Mishnah means to say that we talk to him like Rabbi Yehuda, otherwise he would have left the Nazi. That's how Rabbi Yehuda Shita by Musa, because we don't talk to him like that. Oh no? That's his argument. Yeah. Here he was saying to the Mishnah in 80. He was saying to the Deer thing. Yeah, he wants to quote the Mishnah. A lot of times the Mishnah is quoted a Shita that we don't pass enough. So here he quotes the Chachamim's opinion, that's the majority opinion. But he quotes Rav Yehuda also because we're going to pass like him. And the Mishnah 80 is substantiated, so he does pass.
Don't you
understand
that by Mishnah Mayav,
sorry, John, that's what we're up to now. So the Gemara says like this, Amalei Rav Chizda L'Rav Yitzchok. Rav Chizda is Rav Yitzchok. How do we pass him by Mincha Mayav? Post, I'm going to get the shock with Amar Akkan, I love the Rav Yehuda. Akkan has said before to my Rav Yehuda that you have to finish davening Shabbos by David Shoyes, all the time of Chizda Kabbalah Shei, because in the Mishnah in 80 years, his opinion is quoted. Oh my, what's the din by Mincha? Just because, what do you mean? Just because he passed like Rav Yehuda, And one din, that's like everything that Judah said. So the Seishu explains, no, but the top Seishu, because Seishu says, because it could be that it's Talbot HaKalia.
One of the Shem came home,
a small group of Shem came home like that Shem. That the Machlek is the Dir and the Chachamim by Shachas, Mincha, and Musa, Shachas, Mincha, and Musa, now it's a function of Mincha, that everything is the same. Whether the Zmanet Filo was Nisak, Niskilu, Baruch Chachamim, connected the theoretical Zman of the carbon or connected the actual Zman of our carbon atom.
Yes.
So we say like that, then you understand why is that Kimashayla? One, we've established that the din is like Rav Yudah ben Igeir to Shachris. Where does that lead us? Ben Igeir to Mincha and Eidon Yef later. Where does that lead us? Ben Igeir to Muslim. On the next verse, you're going to ask, on the bottom of Kof says no. Yeah, that's a good shot. But if you all like the other Rishayim, that it's not so. That the Machloek says, you don't know how to invite Kamishol Shachris, Machloek is going to bring the right, so where does it not a Kamishol Shachris? Like the simple reading of the Mach. And he talks like Rav Yudah. All of a sudden, Chit Kavot says, by Tom Shobin Abayim, this time is, the Gemara never says the Machalik is in a Dinder, right? Some of the other Machalik is. Right. So that's the Shaila that the Yeshua is, so why in the world should the Gemara raise the question, how should we pass? Why in the world should we pass like a Yudah Kos? Yachat Surah Malach Ram, we're going to pass like a Chachamim. He says, no, the Gemara raised the issue, guided with the cloud of faces, points out over here, that the Mishnah does not quote Rav Yudah Sheeteh, and I guess, and Musa, that was put in by the Sofim later. It really wasn't to the Mishnah. Why? Because Rav Yudah Amnasi left it out, knowing that we don't pass like Rav Yudah. And he quoted Rav Yudah Sheeteh, and I guess, the Shacharis, knowing that we do pass like Rav Yudah, the final case of Kavose. But now the Shaila is, well, why did Rav Yudah Amnasi quote Rav Yudah, the Rabbi Eloi Sheeteh, and I guess, and Mincha? Doesn't that seem to indicate that we should pass like Rav Yudah? So that's the Gemara Shaila. That's the Gemara Shaila. What did my Mincha? Ishtik olay amalav lamin, he didn't know what to answer. Amar Achiz said, Achiz is one of the Shaila. He said, Bonech v'anan. Let's see from my Gira. Let's see, what was the practice of the Amoraim in the earlier generation? The Dirab, Masri Shal Shabbos, their Shabbos, Rav used to have the practice, at least the Dab Meiriz, in the last hour and a quarter on Friday afternoon. But the Rav Matzke Shol Shabbos, he's up in the Shabbos, he's in Shemana Esra, Meir, the Air Shabbos, in the last hour and a half, and goes over before the sunset, Shemana, no, halachic Rav Yudah. That just shows that it was like Rav Yudah all before. It doesn't make any difference, Friday, the Pashtus and the Gemara, doesn't make any difference, Friday afternoon, or the rest of the week, it should really be the same. The Akraidim came up with an Antal should make a difference than the Gemara. No. The Achrayim came up with a little bit of a different thing. The Achrayim came up with a different Einsof. The Chelbeich, the Emuri, of the Korbanos of Chol, are not Zeche Shabbos. You're not allowed to bring the whole davening of Meir, the Shereged, the Hechlech, Halov, the Emurim. On Friday night in the Beit HaMikdash, the Mas Mishim, the Sharikayim, you're not allowed to mock the Redi Emurim, the Sima Boche. And it's not Zeche Shabbos. All of the Emurim, right below all of Chol B'Shabbos. The Emurim, that's what the Pope. Well, the Shabbos is B'Shabbos, below all of Chol B'Shabbos. You're not committed to the master, the Emurim of Chol, on Friday night. So one could argue the point and say, but again, of the Pashtus against the Gemara, is against all of the Shoyim. Just the Pashtus and the Achrayim came up with this on Chol. That on Friday night, everybody should agree that you have to dab Meiriv earlier, because Meiriv is connected to Hechir Emurim. Dab Meiriv earlier, you should dab Mincha earlier. You should finish Mincha earlier, and then dab Meiriv you have to dab Ma'adavki before the Shmir. You should always dab Ma'adavki before the Shmir. And then it's Friday evening. So the Gemara seems to say Nasa. The Gemara says, in the fact that Rav had a practice all year long, winter and summer, Rav Matzni Shal Shabbos, the air of Shabbos, the old Davin, Meiris, Mikishman, Esri of Shabbos, in the last hour and a quarter, the Bon Yom, before the sunset, Shman and Adi Hav all year long, not only on Friday afternoon. All year long. You should know this. No, the question that I've kind of...
He's trying to bring a Rashi all year round, but
what's the Rashi from Friday night to the rest of the year? So you see, the Gemara holds doesn't hold from the same shoe as Torah. See, the Gemara holds that it's the same. That if you hold like Rav Yudah, if you hold like Rav Yudah on Friday, you hold like Rav Yudah the rest of the week also. It's all the same. So the Gemara. No. The summer, I'm guessing, wanted to be anything they call a sheepish. So the summer, he used to dab Mincha all the time before Lagan Mincha, before the last hour in the corner. He always had Meir the afternoon. if you're going to daven Ma'ariv early, you're going to miss Michas Gulda Metzila. According to many of the Shaykhs, because when you daven Ma'ariv early, the rush and the whole Gulda Hashem say, you only say Shemana Esrei. You don't say Kriya Shema with the Drachas. You don't say Kriya Shema with the Drachas, just say Shemana Esrei. And later on, just going to say Kriya Shema with the Drachas, you're going to miss Michas Gulda Metzila. The Tam Falcon Hall, Tam Hashem Hall, that you don't need Michas Gulda Metzila on Shabbos. Only on weekdays, only on Yom Tov, because the whole mocker of the Zilin Shvila Zilin Shvila is based on the classic in Zilin of Yad HaShem Yom Tzorah. Shem Tzorah Tzitzah, Yad HaShem Yom Tzorah, one next to the other. So you only need Shmichat Gula Tzila, the whole, when you have a Tzila based Tzorah. And Shabbat is not an Eish Tzorah now, but others hold that you do need Shmichat Gula Tzila on Shabbat. And the summer, the Pshat is like this, it all week long, he was out in Mincha always early. During that hour and a quarter, we would always daven in Ma'ariv after the Pesach, in order to daven in Kriya Shema, Bizmano, and everything. And only on Friday afternoon, every week, summer, winter, we would always be in the habit to daven Ma'ariv early. So that's what the world would do that for. The summer for Kabbalah, so that's the Shabbos. Because then for the rest of the week, you have to daven Ma'ariv early. Only on Friday you need daven. Why? The summer for the sake of Kabbalah, so that's the Shabbos. Why can't it be in the Kabbalah, so that's the Shabbos, without davening Ma'ariv? Just say you're Mikabal, you're Mikabal for Sefer Shabbos. I'm going to show, say you're Mikabal for Sefer Shabbos. And now, before Shabbos comes in, why do they have to daven? I don't know. Why do they have to daven Ma'ariv in order to make the Kabbal for Sefer Shabbos?
Would that be the time
he daven Shemana Esrei on Ma'ariv the last hour and a quarter before the end of the day.
Right.
Well, something like that.
So when you get
all the Mincha
that time, the
Mincha Bukal. According to the Chachamim, the Rabbi Yudhi can daven Mincha then, and you cannot daven Ma'ariv even on Friday.
So let me get
some.
Did we learn last week that you said that you can't be Mekabel Shabbos at a time when you normally daven Mincha? Can I take Ma'ariv at a time when you can still daven Kol Shemana Esrei from Mincha?
Yeah. Yeah. I take on Shabbos.
Shabbos.
I take on Shabbos. Shabbos. What are the earliest between the Kabbalah and the Shabbos? That's the question.
You said last week that you can't daven when you can still daven.
You can't have two. You can't be the Kabbalah and the Shabbos. First, it's over here. Has the cloud. There are more quotes this time. You cannot be the Kabbalah and the Shabbos before Flagon. Before Plagam is in the last hour and a quarter, only the last hour and a quarter can one be Mekabel for Sefer Shabbos. That's how it works. The hour and a quarter before what? You mentioned. The Mogen Avon, the Reish Lama Gimel, the Hilchot Mincha, as the Machlokes. How do you figure out, you said, mentioned something, how do you figure out Shozman Kriya Shema is up until one quarter of the day, Shozman Tzila is up until one third of the day, till the end of the Dalet Shor. And how do you figure out all this Manim HaMincha, Zerla Mincha, Ktano, and Plagam Mincha? Does this go from Alosh HaShach until Pesach Kachom? You divide the whole thing, or does it go from Hanei Shachamah until Shkiyah? So the room is going hold that you go from sunrise to sunset, where an hour and a quarter before sunset is a significant chunk of time. So during that hour and a quarter before sunset, one, that's the earliest. There are more quotes this time, that's the earliest one can be Mekabel to Sefer Shabbos. And the Gemara sounds like the proper way to be Mekabel to Sefer Shabbos is by davening Shemana Esrei of Ma'ariv. Because if it's perfectly acceptable to be Mekabel to Sefer Shabbos without Ma'ariv, and it sounds like all year long he was machmir in both directions. He always was ma'ariv to daven Mincha in the hour and a quarter. Some he didn't daven Mincha very well. Some he always daven Mincha during that hour and a quarter. And Ma'ariv is something he daven always late. The only thing they saw Rav do was on Erev Shabbos to the sake of Kabbalah to Sefer Shabbos, it would be ma'ariv to daven Shemana Esrei and Ma'ariv during that hour and a quarter. In other words, it's the Pashup Shabbos, and either it's in the Kabbalah for Sefer Shabbos, Ayideh some Maiseh of Shabbos. Either Ayideh has Rokas on Eret, he said Rokas on Eret, Yerushal Shabbos, or Ayideh Tzila Shabbos, that's done. In the Kabbalah, like Bishop on Yerushal Shabbos. You should do an Ayideh some Maiseh, so some Maiseh, or say Kiddush, okay. So the Gemara has a discussion later, did he say Kiddush also? No, he said, yeah, he said Kiddush also. But the Pashup in his Gemara seems to be that the more correct way to be in the Kabbalah for Sefer Shabbos, and by doing some Maiseh Shal Shabbos. So the according to the Vilna Gaon, this maximum amount of Kabbalah for Sefer Shabbos they have to plug them into is a significant amount of time as far as the concern is an hour and a quarter. Shal Zaniyot before sunset. According to the Magen Avraham, it's going to be usually after the sunset. Because Dr. Chavim is, let's say, 72 minutes after sunset. let's say 96 minutes on the Shanghai, 96 minutes after, and an hour and a quarter is often going to be either it's a few minutes before the shiur, a few minutes after the shiur. So it's not the only section. As far as we're concerned, it's a very insignificant amount of time. And it cannot be Mekabel Shabbos or work. It cannot be Mekabel Shabbos or work. And let's say we always have this, a limited bench where half an hour before shiur, 18 minutes, 20 minutes before the shiur. According to the Magen Avraham, that's Rachel Lakola. What do you mean? There's not a national Shabbos in Shiur. She can't be Mekabel Shabbos then. Can't be Mekabel Shabbos way before the Magen Avraham. The earliest you can be Mekabel Shabbos is Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is an hour and a quarter before what? Before Tzeis HaKachavim. So you got plenty of time to go, just way before. So according to that Magen Avraham, that's right, all the women are saying Rachel Lakola. Some of the women are very Mahadatak, they're just The fact that Rav would be Mekabel Shabbos by davening Ma'ariv mid-bold yom in the last hour and a quarter
is Kabbalah's Kodesh for
Shabbos. No, but
the
shouldn't be permitted to
daven.
The more correct way to be Mekabel Tosef Shabbos is by a Ma'ariv Mitzvah Shabbos by Rav Tosef with a Zohar. But if he can't, he can't. So the fact that he's out in my shows that he holds our lockers like a view all year long. I write that he always blew like a view there. Shem Yisrami, he was always Mahara to go to Chumra both directions. All week long, he was Mahara. But on Friday night, the same Kabbalah Tosef Shabbos, he was always Mahara to do it to Shmai Musa. Shmai Musa means Kabbalah Tosef Shabbos is like they ate in my shows.
After Shabbos, the Chagamitra comes afterwards. That means that the Judah could be the later Shabbos, and Adarara would be the early Shabbos, the Shabbos.
No. As I heard, they, the summer, they're going with the sheet that it's Vada Yayin for another 55 minutes after the sunset. Well, this whole segment is like Rabbi Nathan. All 72 minutes is on the assumption like Rabbi Nathan. If you say like the girl, it's a place that's a homie after 25 minutes. If you don't have 55 minutes, you're not going to get 72 minutes. There is a Gemara in Sochim, next to the last paragraph in Sochim, where the Gemara says that Tzeis HaKachavim is 4 mil after the Shtiyah. So the Shtiyah, what does that mean? So the Rabbi Natam and the majority of the Rishonim, the majority of the Rishonim say like the Rabbi Natam, understood the Gemara there, that it's going to get to the Dinam of Tzeis HaKachavim, that it's Laila. That when you have Tzeis Gimel HaKachavim Beinani, you don't have to have Dachke HaKachavim Tzanim, and Kachavim Beinim is not enough. You have to have Gimel HaKachavim Beinim, the Gemara says in Bamaz Likim. So when is Tzeis HaKachavim Gimel HaKachavim Beinim, so the Gemara says in Stachim, so it's on Tzadik Dalet, the Gemara says that after the time of Dalet Nil, so they may be the Gemara Shukshuta. And the Zomit Ram says, no, the Tzir Agvan Arachayim, and Habakha Samer is the Shabbat, he says, no, that Gemara goes on to say, Kol HaKachavim. That's not says, Gimel HaKachavim Beinim, he says, Achush Matrish. You look outside, see, it's not true. It says, Gimel HaKachavim Beinim is way before. It's 15 minutes after, 25 minutes after, depending on latitude, longitude, which season of the year it is, he says, it's not going to be. How's it going to be 72 minutes after? I didn't want to take 72 minutes. That's Tzeis Kol HaKachavim Kulam. The Maynard Kedina says, so what does my deal as man Tzeis Kol HaKachavim? No, the Maynard is talking about a different thing about how long the travelers, how long do the people walk on the highway? What does that negate to? It doesn't give any halachic significance, what does it negate to? So that's what others say within the law, it is a negate to the maximum man of Tzeis HaKachavim. Maybe on the Soy Shabbos, the Tzeis HaKachavim is after 25 minutes, and how late can you be Mekabel Tosef Shabbos up until Tuesday night? How late can you be Moshe Mechol HaMekodesh on the Soy Shabbos? So some say Kol Chatzoy. Halayla, until midnight on the Soy Shabbos. And others say no, till Tzeis Kol HaKachavim. That's all. But it's more David's mind that Tzeis Kol HaKachavim is Dalek Hill, 72 minutes after the Shkia. That's for the maximum is not after Tosef Shabbos Lacharela. Is the maximum, there's an earliest between the Mekabel Tosef Shabbos or somewhere else. That makes sense, because the Mekabel Tosef Shabbos on Friday morning or Thursday morning, he's already Moshe Mechol on the Kodesh, and there's a maximum how far after Shabbos you can extend. So it says he's in the maximum on Erev Shabbos. So it says the earliest one in the Mekabel Tosef Shabbos is after Plag HaMincha. Before Plag HaMincha is too early, it's impossible. It will not be mixed up. And the Gemara with the Rishonim does not spell out explicitly when is the maximum. So Kabbalah Tosef Shabbos, not Motzei Shabbos, after Shabbos as well. According to the Gro, that the Chachamim is Gimel Levei Nil. You can say that the Gemara himself in Tzadik Dalet, that says Shalom Chachamim is at the end of the Biz. The time of Dalet Nil, 72 minutes, that's for the maximum amount of Kabbalah for 7 Shabbos Zachariah. According to the Rabbi Nitam and the Rav HaRishonim, that Gemara of Dalet Nil, 72 minutes, that's the normal pace of Chachamim. So what's the man, what's the maximum amount for Kabbalah for 7 Shabbos? So that's what Soloveitchik said, that his father used to say, Yisama Chatzai, Apikol Chatzai Taman. You have to have some cutoff point of the aloha that you can. No, as long as the person still wants in the mantra and Kedusha Shabbos, he's not, he's forbidden, he needs the rest of it. He's forbidden to do malacha. The Lord says in Sukkah, that's Chosh Zayin, that there's a deal of Kedusha Shabbos. The same way, the Mechai Lola Kedush, if he needs the rest of it to do malacha, he's not, we shall laugh. But it's an easier essay to do malacha. Once you decide that you no longer want to accept the Shabbos, because the Shabbos is off.
So
and if the Kehillah still has to accept the Shabbos, let's say the Rav Halkat Roshah, Shalashudah Tzarev, he's still saying, let's say the Sakharev used to say, Lay Tzarev. So if the Kehillah officially is still holding to accept the Shabbos, no one in that Kehillah is committed to do malacha. No one is allowed to do malacha. So let's say Halkat Roshah until 3 o'clock in the morning. But there must be some cutoff point after which I say it's not mitzvah to accept the Shabbos. It's not trying to make more for the Shabbos. That's what you have to figure out. When is the maximum point? But after that, it's just not cutoff. Like before, patients are sitting to those questions. There must be a cutoff point. It's too early, it's not cutoff. It's too late, there must be a cutoff point.
Particularly the whole, like,
it's contradictory, yeah, but if a person, if one doesn't know what the din is, he's just fixed, he goes to the chumrah, goes to the action. The Gemara says one who observes the chumrah of Beisham, the chumrah of Beisilah, Allah Makar Tavar, I'm still Bachar Shechel. So the Gemara asks in Rosh Hashanah, in the first pass that Rabbi Akiva once did is, that there is a dispute between Beisham, like Beisilah, when is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilana, so there's two Bishvat, there's Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Rabbi Akiva swapped off his parents in the tree, at this in between Rosh Hashanah and Tu Bishvat, so he's Mavish two Maises, Maise Shem, Maise Rani, so the Gemara is Aitak Tzoba Chol Shechelot. So the Gemara says, no, the Gemara says that Akiva was Gemara is Tzatik, he was Mesupik, he held like Mesupik, he was just Mesupik, he wasn't sure which way this Mesupik said, it's the tradition. So whenever you're Mesupik for the dinner, you go the form of both directions, that's required, that's taken the right to the form, that you have to do. So the person is Mesupik, Rabbanim don't know whether the din is like the Zul Mizloin or like Shabbat Din and Tav. So you have to go to Chum and go to the Resh. Many Rabbanim all day know something. You know the din is like the Zul Mizloin. So you have to please to be Machmer and go to the Resh. But if one doesn't know what the din is, the proper thing is to go to Chum and go to the Resh. Yeah. No, you're not allowed to be in the Kabbalah Shabbat and finish the year. Well, it's not Nitzvah, it's not Chal. No, the Vilna Goyim claims that Shki is the beginning of the Enesh Moshe. I, the Gemara says the Pharisees, when you see Kaycha Zecha, it's Vadayom. Shnei Kechavim, the Enesh Moshe, Shloshe Kechavim, it's Vaday Lailo. So the Gemara says Kaycha Zecha is Vadayom. So how does the Gro come up to say that the Shki is the beginning of the Enesh Moshe? So the Vilna Goyim explains in the Bira Gro, one paragraph in the Bira Gro, and Hekhufat Lofa says, and Reitz Tamach Adam. So he says, the Gemara in Bavim Adlikin presents a dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef. Now, according to Tatarayim, how long is the period of Ben Hashmash? Rabbi Yehuda Shita and Ben Hashmash is terrifying. It's a half a minute. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is a significant amount of time. He says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a terrifying. When is that terrifying? So the Gemara says, the significant amount of time, a block of time, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds man. Because Ben Hashmash is Rabbi Yehuda holds it's the last half a minute. So another version of the Gemara is that it's the next half a minute after, no, not the first minute. It's the next half a minute after Abuda has all blocked the time, so Abuda holds that that's Vadayayim, up until the last half minute, that's Benash Mashin. Well, the whole block of Abuda's time is Vadayayim, and the next half a minute is Benash Mashin. So the Rumi Zayin says that when the Gemara says, that's right, when the Zayin says, that's right, when we see one star is Vadayayim, and we see two Kochavim is Benash Mashin, we see three Kochavim is Vadayayim, and so it says, how much time is the difference between two kochavim and three kochavim? A hair of eye. He says, that's Rabbi Yosef's sheet there. Rabbi Yosef says that it's Vada Yom, the whole block of time Rabbi Yudah is a Vada Yom. until the last half a minute, or perhaps one version is more included. The last half a minute, the next half a minute is Ben Ashmosh. So that whole life is Aliba to Rav Yosi, that is Zad HaYoyim, and then in a half a minute everything changes, the whole world kind of goes. The unity, however, is that you have a whole block of time. The Rav Yehuda would hold that the whole block of time starting from Shtiyah is Ben Ashmosh. But that's only what the Vilna Gaon said. But the majority of the Rishonim, many Gaonim, the Gaonim say like the Vilna Gaon. The Gaonim who preceded the Bali Atan, preceded the Rishonim, they thought to say like the Vilna Gaon, the Shuvah HaGaon. But the majority of the Rishonim say like the Rabbi Natan. That is not so. That the first 55 minutes of the sunset is Vada Yoyt. Even at 6 o'clock outside. And then starts the next 15 minutes or so is the Ben Ashmosh period, and then there's going to be commentaries for us. And they hold that you cannot be Mechavel Shabbos until after Lada Mincha, which is going to be after the Shkia. I think it's always going to be after the Shkia. In the
Yeah, well,
it was just a week ago. Yeah, the Magen Avraham goes with the regular sheep. Yeah. That's right.
The same. The husband is born five then I swore Shabbat Yom Shabbat Lila, delivery of the Gliblin Thunder.
Right, so that's the Shiloh, when is Ben Ashmosh? Right, so the Vilna Gaon holds that the Ben Ashmosh begins right away after the Shkia of Friday night, for the first 25 minutes or so. And after that, it's going to be about night light. According to others, the first, according to Rabbi Natan, the first 50 minutes or so after sunset on Friday night is Vada Yoyt. So the Bris will be on Friday.
And then the Bris will be on Friday.
That there was a conflict between, an apparent contradiction between two Gemaras. The Gemara that in Mavliki and it speaks on the nation of Tzadik, Chashech, Tzadikei, Chashech, Yisrael, Mizbein, Hashmash, what are you allowed to do, what are you not allowed to do? The Gemara there discusses how long is the period of time that we call Bein Hashmash. So the Gemara says something like 15 minutes or so. The Gemara says, Gimel, Rizri, Mil. The amount of time that it would take to walk 3/4 of a mil, and the mil is around 4/5 of a mile that we know of. So a mil takes, we usually say a mil takes 18 minutes or 22 and a half minutes to walk. That's a mil, but 3/4 of a mil, Gimel over the mil is the Shia of Ben Ashmosh. Okay, that sounds right. Then the Chacham is around 15 minutes or so, or 18 minutes or so. If you take 22 and a half minutes, 18 minutes is 3/4 of a mil. Then there's another Gemara in Tzadik Dalet, where it says that Beis HaKachavim is the amount of time that it takes to walk 4 mil. The Chassidim is more. So how long is it? So the Rabbeinu Tam says there's no spirit. From sunset till Beis HaKachavim, 72 minutes of Dalet mil, and it's about the end of the first 55 minutes or so, and then the Gimel Rivian mil at the end. The end of the Dalet mil, the last, you know, really know, that's the Bein HaShemash. And up until then, because there is a Shtikot Tera, Shtikot Tera. That's the Vada Yen. That's what he said. And then the Gaon said a different Shtikot Tera. He said, no, the Gimel Rivi Mil is the first Gimel Rivi Mil after the Shkia. Because the Gaon said, Yeshti, Vada Yen, and then either the last terrifying, the last half a minute, or the next half a minute, that's Bein HaShemash. And the Mishnah Berurah claims that Mikar Adin Mikach Mach Rav Yosi. Mishnah Berurah claims in a few places, as a Shtukot Torah, he claims that the Bir Allah, Mikar Adin, Halach is like Rav Yosi. That the Bein HaShemash is really only Arabian. I will not allow to do Melach starting after Shkia, the Gemara of the Ferish, and I will not allow to do Melach, and says, yeah, that's Lachumra. The Gemara says, you should flow in a Chumra, and the Rabbanon, to be Chayshish for Rav Yudish. But it says, when it comes down, bottom line, when it gets out of Melach, we know that that's called Vada Yon. Gives you enough convenience for Allah in different cases.
Yeah.
No. who says something? Most of it. The whole dialogue is not like the Rabbi Nathan. Right. That's what Moshe Feinstein writes. He said, oh, you're not going to learn today not like the Rabbi Nathan. But for many generations of the students like the Rabbi Nathan. Mm-hmm. Right. I don't know, that's the only one chance. How can everybody... There isn't a place for one thing. Yeah? I don't know. The Chabar writes these dinim. Chabar writes all the Rabbi Natan Sheet and Hilfus Shabbat, and Hilfus Hameret, and Yeridin, Hilfus Brisgila, like nothing phases him. And the Shach woke up in Yeridin, Hilfus Lila, he says he has the impression that the minig is not like it says in the Chabar. He says the minig in Vilna in 1600, he thinks it's not like it says in the Chabar. And he writes to the mini book, like the Hora Goyim said, like the Shita Saganim, that it's not so. You're saying, Baba Yom for 55 minutes, and then it becomes Ben Ashmash for the next 15 minutes. It's done, it's Ben Ashmash, right away, the first half hour. Yeah. It's Jari Rishon, hold like the Rabbein itself.
Yeah.
You look there, you look out. It's famous. There's a little character called Yuchas Koyim, one of the early Achreis. We had three topics, the state has three topics. One is to ascertain when is Ben Ashmash, so he quotes every Rishon under the sun that was available to him. And he shows the most Rishon HaLak Rabbi Natan, that's one topic. Then he has about, Tom Kiniker. Another third of the Sefer is on Hilchos Taruvus, Tom Kiniker. Taruvus, and the third topic of the Sefer is on Amir Lamachim. That's all says. He read him close to Sefer from the Minchas Kroi. So the Minchas Kroi quotes all of the Rishon, came out all the Rishon, say like the Rabbi Natan. Very few are like the Rabbi Natan. The Gaonim say like the Rabbi Natan. So again, the Yeshua points out interesting. The Mishnah doesn't quote Rav Yehuda's opinion regarding Musa, so it says, we have it in the Mishnah parenthesis, so it says it doesn't belong in the Mishnah. It's only quoted in the Bible. Why did the Mishnah quote it? Because Rav Yehuda Anasi knew that we're not going to pass like Rav Yehuda's opinion, so he left it out. It's not Lalach. But the Mishnah does quote Rav Yehuda's opinion regarding Shachris. Why? Because we passed it like Rav Yehuda, because all the time is clear to Kabotai. His opinion was recorded in Adiyah because we passed it like that. So how come the Mishnah quotes Rav Yehuda's opinion of Gabi Mincha? How about Gavahu? It sounds perhaps that we should pass it like Rav Yehuda. If in this Mishnah, many times you have Mishnah to quote Shita Sayyachar, even though you don't pass it like it. But somehow over here, it says, there's Rav Yehuda Anasi, he left that Rav Yehuda's opinion by Musa because he held they're not going to pass him like this. So why did he quote his opinion by Minche? Is it because, what are the possibilities? Is it because he passed him like Rav Yehuda? Or is it because David Kemar Rabbit is David Kemar Rabbit? Literally. You can't say that you reject Rav Yehuda's opinion by Minche because the mission shouldn't be quoted as like it doesn't quote it by Musa. There's only two alternatives are. Is it that we passed him like Rav Yehuda by Minche like we passed him like Rav Yehuda by Shachris? We do pass him like it by Minche or no? The Mishnah quoted Rav Yehuda because here it's quite optional. The Ovid Kemar Rav, the Ovid Kemar Rav, just because that would be Shaila. That's what the Peninsula says. How come Amar Kama Allah Hakir Rav Yehuda? How come do we say Allah Hakir Rav Yehuda? Or do we say what? Allah Hakir Rav Yehuda? So why did the Mishnah quote Rav Yehuda? Should we say the Ovid Kemar Rav, the Ovid Kemar Rav? That's how we just thought there.
Why not?
On the second line of Chavzayin and Menal, second line of Gemara, they quoted a Braisa. So whereas in our Gemara it says a mistake, where it sounds like they're quoting a Mishnah, the station says, well, I've seen a name mistake. It's not changing the Mishnah. It's a Braisa. It's a Braisa. They had a Braisa there. So that's what the Yeshua explains. The topic of the Gemara was the fact that Rav Yehuda's opinion is quoted by Nimcha, does it indicate we pass like Rav Yehuda? Or does it only indicate that it's optional here? So that's what the Gemara says. Well, let's see. Might arrive and see the way they did in the earlier generations. Become Minha Hamim. Does that indicate what our love was? So we know what Rav Shita was. Rav sounds like all week long he would be Machmir to be able to take all the Shita. So that means earlier that my lately couldn't tell what he holds. Couldn't tell. You can only tell Friday afternoon. Summer, winter, Rav, the founder used to be Mahaja, to be Mechabal, to serve his Shabbos, holiday, Tilos Mailis. And the earliest he can do it is the earliest of Fila. And he used to daven in the Shemana after Mailis, in the last hour included. So you see that Rav holds on Lachal Mailis, the bottom line. When he's not Mahaja to be Machni, they call the Shikas, on Lachal Mailis, he holds like Rav Judah.
I think that was
my favorite,
but it's
one
which is essentially the
time. Learning
about
leadership is a
great,
right?
Yeah.
No, by Thomas of Shachar, by Thomas of Shachar, there's a question: do Rabbi Yehuda could leave the Rachaim on the level of their rights, the Shoresh and Machlek on the level of their rights? Well, no, the whole Machlek is only is in the Rabbon. I don't think so.
You don't have to leave.
So this man of Mincha is over, finished, till next hour and a quarter. Fact is, he can't stop Mincha then, he's only got miles. And Rav, Nikolai didn't... Tosis had on the previous talk, so God and Beis, that the Yehuda holds that the Tzila of Mincha was Mishakin, by the Chachamim, to the Eged of Haftaras Haftaras. And Haftaras was always offered after the Talmud Shal Ben Adar. So the last command that they ever get, the man of Mincha is certainly only doing that. Yeah, Minatari for sure, Tanisha Tanisha. Thomas of Shachar is a mockum to say that you don't hold Minatari can only bring it that short Talisha. Says Boiker, and you can insist the word Boiker has a connotation with great Talisha. Thomas of Shachar, you might never call him any Tsukim. So it's clear there that he doesn't, that you doesn't disagree with the Rabbanim on a level of their right. The formula is in the Rabbanim. Yeah.
Why
did
we have to say that you don't hold up by the Mincha is not a self-sized way? Maybe there's also a limited amount of time just by Shachar. There's an amount of time you can't stop in Shachar, you can't stop in Mincha. Yes, he also, you can't stop in Mincha anymore, you can't stop in Mincha. You have to wait some other, both of
them. That's the same thing. How did Rav Dati marry Rav Dati now in order to be the Kamiko Sevish? So the simple meaning of the Gemara, that's how all of Rishonim is coming. The simple meaning of the Gemara is, that this man of Marv is a function of this man of Mincha. We have this man of Mincha, but that begins with man of Marv. So why do we shook up this Tanakh? It was a Pei Yeshua. The Pei Yeshua said that Marv is Kenevi Hekta Chalav Neimurim. So he said, so let's say he got the Mincha, it's what, 30 minyan. You're afraid you're going to be busy, lady. You have an operation, you have a Chesus, a Stikol Teire, you're going to learn, you're going to be busy, a business day, you're going to be busy. They got Mincha, it's 12:30, so you can bring Hekta Chalav Neimurim, like a quarter to one. He says, what you want, you can always daven. Who says that the beginning of Zman Meirin is only after the self Zman Mincha? Who says that you can't have an overlap? Normally in the days of the Beisham Midrash, they brought the Ekzach HaLav Emun right away. Even on Shabbos, when it's in Malacha, they would bring the Tom Shal Ben Abayim, and then they would mark to the Emun right away. Because it's a heater mixed with Shai, Chavir mixed with Zman, 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 Lord, he says, all the Rishonim say not so. All the Rishonim, the simple pshat in Gemara is not so. He has a right to reinterpret the Gemara. He has a right to reinterpret. That everybody knows he can always daven Meirah early. That was never a dispute. Yeah, but that's not the mashma of the Gemara. The simple reading of the Gemara is that after the Zman of Mincha is up, that's when the Zman of Meirah begins. The first thing Gemara says from the fact that Rav followed a Yudah Shikim and it came down to the bottom line. He wanted to be in the Kabbalah for seven Shabbos and then in the most Mahudatika fashion, so the way to do it in the most Mahudatika fashion is Aideh HaBlachas HaMeir, so Aideh some Maitre Shal Shabbos. So the way he did it was by Davening Maitre. That shows that HaBlachas HaKadu. The same thing more. Adarabe, why bring from Rav, the Ravun and Ravon on from the all the other family them of Rav. Lo Yehav HaMashkli, they didn't have Maitre's Arut until nighttime on Friday night also. Shema Mirah, that should be the indication in HaBlachas HaKadu. There was why? So you have a Maitre Rav that conflicts with the other Maitre Rav. The Gemara says, "Hashem loy tenuchas, loy kamar, loy kamar." Rabbis, we don't know clearly whether the din is like Rabbi, the din is like Rabbanon. For example, David Kamar Rabbi, David Kamar Rabbi is factional. You can do it like Rabbi or like Rabbanon. So Pesach says that's what the Gemara was driving at from the very beginning. What's the law? The fact that the Mishnah records Rabbi the Shita by Mincha and doesn't mention the Shita by Mincha shows either that we talk like Rabbi or there's an option of talking like Rabbi. But the Gemara never entertained the Havamina that absolutely is not going to pass like Arbutus. So just like by most of the sheets, it doesn't appear, but by Mincha should also not appear. The Gemara came to the conclusion that we outright pass like Arbutus, but the Mishnah needs to say that it's optional. So Ovid Kamarov, the Ovid Kamarov.
This would indicate that Rabuna and where was Ra, they didn't agree with it.
Yes.
So when another place and that was proven, they would have been done there, they didn't have time. They have to
yes, yeah. The Gemara told the Mice the next Mice in the same base marriage.
Yeah.
Rab was davening here. Rab, the Gemara Maaseh Shohayah, Rab, once upon a time, Rab equaled a bacon egg.
Rav, is it is the Homa Kineza. Kineza was an Amir, he used to give the other Chacharim a hard time. Yeah. Nobody liked him. The Tzolli, yeah, the Tzolli, so Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos, the Rav, the Gedavim, the Shabbos, the Shmoneh Esrei of Ma'ariv, which is a very short Shmoneh Esrei. Then behind him was one of the Talmidim, who was Davin and Abracha, the Shmoneh Esrei of Milchem. And he was standing for 6 much longer. He had 19 brothers, much longer. The Rav finished the Shmoneh Esrei, he wanted to step back away to show the brothers, and his Talmud was standing behind him. He was prevented from walking back. But he was still standing, Rabbi Master, Rabbi Nebar, Rabbi Lachure, Rabbi Kedegi, quotes in the Baal, Allah is Kedavis, Tzvila Shalchol. The Rishayim said like that. The Talmud was standing behind Rabbi, he was having a longer Shmoneh Esrei, not that he was more cruel, it took him longer. He was longer than Lutzach, he was not Rabbi in Meirer. No one else did like Rabbi, and the same Beit Medrash, they didn't follow Rabbi. The Gemara tells a story, the seeing Rabbi finished the Shmoneh Esrei, who late Paschal at 20 for the Rabbi Yemir. And he didn't walk back to walk right in front of Rabbi Yemir. Why not? It must be because it's forbidden. Shmam, you know, plus, you can refer to the Allah. Shmam, the number one you see, is Palmar and Shoshal Be'er Shabbos. That's Rashid. He committed to Davin Ma'ariv in the last hour and a quarter, in the last Magam Mincha before the end of Dan Friday. Shmam, you know, it's permissible, Mishpal Tamar Achor Rav, it's permissible for Talmud to Davin right in back of his leather. And that's what prevented Rav from stepping back because of the Davin. Shmam, you know, the first Shmam, you know, Arthur Lavi, can I get on his Talmud? You're not permitted to walk. Right, the front of the person is Davin and Shmoneh Esrei. The Talmud was Davin, right behind these lists. The last one is questionable. So the Gemara says, the last one is Nicha, the side of the Rabbi Shimon Levi, Davin and Shimon Levi, also Lava Kenegar and Shmoneh. We know that that's the din. Rabbi Shimon Levi said like that, you're not allowed to walk in front of somebody who's Davin. I check my kasha. As you see, other Rabbanim did it all the time. Well, if I can do it all the time, that's not right. But you see, Rabbanim did it all the time. Amy, it's not so. Maitre Rab, when you say Maitre Rab, Nicha, Bitta Mechafa. Yeah. I think Tamachov did it, so that's a right that that's not law. Not because the Nidig Oilam is, Israel doesn't always necessarily indicate that that's correct. Right, the Gemara, Rav Rabbi Yad, Rav Rabbi Yad, they were great, Rav Rabbi Yad, they used to walk in front of people who were Davin and Shmoneh Esrei, and the Gemara, no, the people Davin and Shmoneh Esrei were in the back of the shul, they were walking in front of the shul. If there's a heretic, if there's a heretic, if there's a heretic, then it's permissible. Rabban Rabban, Tichut, Zola, Awam, it's who the Chalpi. Who's called Davin and Shmoneh Esrei, who's called Davin and Shmoneh Esrei, who's called I'm approaching why it's forbidden. The Mechaber doesn't give any reason. The Rishayim and Achrayim have a Machloekes. Why is it forbidden to walk in front of somebody who's davening in Shmoneh Esrei? So the simple pshat is that you stare in his kavanah. So if it's close to Alam, if it's so far away, somebody won't stare in his kavanah. And Mishnah Berurah says, if that's the reason, so what if he davens with the talis over his head and over his eyes? He writes that many people have the practice to do. He davens with the talis over their eyes and he can't see anything. He can walk in front of him, he won't see. So he says, that's mutter. What's the time that it's mutter? I'm maybe going to tell me, no. Once the Hebrew Kachachom has gemacht that, there is an opponent for a specific reason, so the there applies even if the reason doesn't apply. So he says, no, take the Ferris Mountain in the Mishnah, in the Gilah, it says that a Kohen has Mumen the Yadav of the Tanav, it's not allowed to duch him. And it's not that about Mumen is forbidden to duch him, it's because they're afraid that he's going to attract attention, and the people are going to start staring at him while he's duchening, and it's not permissible to stare at the Kohen's hand in the middle of the Duchen, because in the Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina was shown around the hands of the Kohanim, and it's forbidden to look in the Shechina, so even if one came Beis HaMikdash came, and the Shechina is not shown, it's not permissible to look on the hands, so to prevent people from looking, so we say that the Kohen has women, is not allowed to go to Duchen, so the Beis Yosef has the Chiddush, and the Beis Yosef in the 1500s, they started women, that the Kohanim, when they Duchen, covered over their faces and covered over their hands with a talus, so that the people shouldn't see the hands and the coins shouldn't see, they would put the talus, the Mishnah Berurah, and where the Chatzetz Chaim lived, the mimic was that the Kohanim had the talus over their heads, and the hands were exposed. And it says in other countries, in other parts of the world, the mimic was that they would have the talus over their hands, so the people wouldn't be able to see. And then others adopted the Hoffman Hagen, said have the talus gone twice, over the coin's eyes so he shouldn't look at his hands, and then over the hands also, so the people shouldn't look, so no one can see anything. But the Mishnah Berurah says that the Mechaber Tashkin in Hinnikas and Mishnah is Meshukas at the dinner. But in the Shulchan Aruch he writes that Heint is Manazeh, that the Kohanim cover over with the Talmud, so there's nothing to see anyway, so we allow a Kohen Balmum, the other, the son of the Rabbah, to go to, and there's nothing to worry about. So the Mishnah Berurah says if you have a real dinner that came in the Mishnah, and you say that if he Duchens with the Talmud over his head, the problem, the reason doesn't apply to the Zer, doesn't apply. That the whole reason is not even a mission, this is a Bishul that maybe says. Not the minute to walk in front of somebody davening in Shmoneh Esrei, people trust him because he's going to stare in his kavanah. But if he's davening with the talus over his eyes, he doesn't see anything anyway. So walk all you want, there's no problem. That's the Mishnah Berurah, that's the reason for the Jews. And of course the Chayyadim claim that different that the being mafsik between the Shechina and the Mishpala. That whenever a person dies, the Shechina, we assume the Shechina is Geneza. So it's not their account to be mafsik, because that's the reason why, even if there's a talus over his head, the Shechina, we assume the Shechina is Geneza. So welcome back to the Midrash. Right, so welcome back to the Midrash. I'll be legally permitted to walk in back, as long as they're bidden to walk in front, and then I've got them in front as a machlekes, achreinim, and a shayim, and a rishayim. The rishayim have two shots and how to read the next story to Rav Yirmiyah. Why didn't Rav walk a little to the side? Because some rishayim say, it is a davening with such mamish right behind him. Rav Yirmiyah, if I have a davening right behind Rav, so when he would start to walk backwards, he showed him, he would be walking back in front of Rav Yirmiyah. And others are saying, no, that's me. You mean, the Chavek Shtel Zabim Shvanesh is immediately behind that. It's a little bit behind, and you're not permitted to walk in Egan and follow the front of anywhere the front of. Even in Abzad, if it's the Zarab, it's not on your left. And the Acharov, on the Abzad and Amish of the Acharov, of the Nikla, is Luther. That's what the Dormant Guy, and he claimed that it was the one and only theater between the Zohar and the Nikla was in this area. He tells you, I am Zohar, the Dior of the Rites, and the Dior of the only theater that the Zohar says it's forbidden to walk, even Tertal and Amish and the Acharov. What's the problem there? Or it's not Kavodim, it's not something to do like the Chayyadim. It's not something to do with the Shechina, like an Akhil or something. Whatever. So the Gemara tells what? That you're not permitted to daven Kineged HaMitzvah, you're not permitted to walk Kineged HaMitzvah, that's Shema Midotla, that one we understand. But the other one that we said, Rabbi Yirmiyah, one of the three Shema Midot that a Talmud is permitted to daven behind his Rebbe, because Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Rapha was a Talmud of Rav. He says, Shema Amin Amis Pal Tam Nach Lai Rav. Second one, how can it be? Rav Yirmiyah has the other half. He hasn't been allowed to daven right behind his Rebbe. Rav Yirmiyah Bar Rav. Rav Yirmiyah Bar Rav was a Talmud of Rav. We know from another Talmud of Rav, Rav Yirmiyah said the name of Rav. There will be the Yirmiyah Bar Amis Pal Adam. Look in Eged Rav. But Talmud is not permitted to daven right next to the Rebbe. Looks like his mom is rubbing shoulders with buddy buddies on the same Adrega. The Rebbe daven from an Israel van, she daven go from an Israel van. You have to be marchik a little bit. Either marchik to the side, or marchik behind, somewhere. But not right next to the Rebbe. But lay after Rebbe, not right down right behind the Rebbe. What's wrong? Achore Rabbi, so there are two pshat in here. Rashi says, Achore Rabbi, you are Rabu. On the top line, Rashi says, you are Rabu. Right behind the Rebbe. Just like Kineged Rabbi, right next to the Rebbe, you are Rabu. Kilo Hem Shovim. Achore Rabbi, right behind the Rebbe, is also you are Rabu. Tosis gives a different shot in the top places. You've got a dot right behind the Rebbe, and when you catch my neck and you bow down, it's Nirik Yishtakvel Rabbo. So whatever it is, Rab said that you're not allowed to daven Achori Rabbo. Back on his own Talmud, Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Rav, daven right behind him. The Talmud, we have a Braisa that says the same thing also. Rabbi Lezer, right? Rabbi Yisrael Gold says, one who davens Achori Rabbo is a terrible thing. But unless the Shalom of the Rabbo, one who greets his Rebbe is a terrible thing. Achori Kal Yeshiva said, many of the Shalom didn't have the next one. I'm not the Shalom of the Rabbo. We'll discuss it in a minute. Achori Kal Yeshiva said, Shalom Rabbo. He opens up the yeshiva going in competition with his Rebbe, or he gives a psak against something that's famous. The Rebbe has a famous sheet, and he publicizes the fact that he just has the right to disagree, but to make a whole campaign. If you heard the kind of Rebbe, just tell me that you have the right to express your opinion and to say it quietly, but not to have a whole campaign to be right if the Rebbe's psak. Or, the Gemara is going to talk about that, which route? Yeah. The different kinds of Rabbein, yeah. Or the Talmud says something in the name of the Rebbe, which is not true. There are a lot of people who want to use someone else's authority to say. They heard from this lightning song. Or even if he doesn't say the same Rabbe, but it's a double Rabbein, the first song, that everything that he says is in the name of his Rebbe. He always follows his Rebbe, then he's going to say a new thing, and he's not going to say, this is my opinion. He doesn't label it. He just says it's stamped, and it's passed on, as if it's in the name of his Rebbe, is also lost. Of course, can it be said in the name of the Rebbe, and it's not true. So all of these people are Mavaz, the Kohen Rav, the Rav, and so on. All of these people are Gomes Shem, Shetiskalik, Hashashon, and Yisrael. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, how can it be that the Rebbe, the Rebbe is behind the Rebbe, and not allowed to? And for the Gemara, what kind of a Rebbe is it? And for the Gemara, Shani Rav Yomi Abarab, the Thomas Kover, what's the Thomas Kover? At one time, he learned by Rav. Let's say, I learned, in the first grade, I learned by Rebbe. In the second grade, I learned by another Rebbe. In the third grade, I learned by another Rebbe. And then I kept on learning, and at that time, that was my Rebbe. And then, after many years later, I learned enough till I've already learned as much as that Rebbe. And some of the Rebbes I learned by, I've already surpassed them. So he has the din of Rabbi, but that's still called a Talmud Chaver. I'm talking his Talmud, I once learned by him, but that's not the same as the Rebbe that I learned by, that I never caught up with him. Once you caught up with the Rebbe, that's called a Talmud Chaver. I don't know. Talmud Chaver is different. How do you know that Rabbi Yomiya was a Talmud Chaver of Rav? So the Gemara proves it. Why does Talmud Rabbi Yomiya by Rabbi the Rav? On that occasion, when he was davening, the bracha is the Kishmanes, he was davening Minche, the long Kishmanes, the 19 brachas, right behind Rabbi, who was davening short. Short Shmanes, he had Meir, 7 brachas. So when he finished, when Rabbi Abraham finally finished the Shmanes, and then Rabbi Abraham finished the book back to the Ahud Shalom and Raimo, so he says, Rabbi Abraham says to Rabbi, hey, are you going to abstain from Malacha also? What kind of talk? Hey, you're going to abstain from Malacha? Is the Rebbe, he should have said, is the Rebbe going to abstain from Malacha? The Gemara says, from the fact that he talks to him so buddy-buddy, is a sin that he's no longer a Talmud. He was like a Talmud clever. He had distinguished from the time that he learned by Rav. Until this occasion, many years passed by, and he became a Talmud clever of Rav. I had a Talmud of Yama Barabbala Rav on that occasion. He, Badlis, did you abstain from Malacha? Are you abstaining from Malacha? And Amalei, and Rav answers him, in Badilma, yes I did. Why did Rav Yama Barabbala speak like that, the Rav and Lee Bagel, I should have said, is the Rebbe going to abstain from Malacha? So the fact that he is a Lashon is a right, but it is a Talmud Chaver. That's the Malacha Chaver. One of the other things that the Brisa mentioned is that Lezer Gama has a few things. Unless it's Shalom the Rav, what's money? Not allowed to greet the Rebbe. Not the Shalom the Rav, the Rebbe is Shalom the Rav. You're not allowed to answer. Oh, so that's the Pasha Pshat, Rashi says. Unless it's Shalom the Rav, not the Shalom the Rav, but Kishar Kol Adam. He only says Shalom Alecha, and he didn't say Shalom Alecha Rabbi, or Shalom Alecha Rabbi Amori. Who gives us the Imam of the Kama? This is called Rabbi Kama Dafan Gimel, but the Imam says Shalom Alecha Rabbi, or Shalom Alecha Rabbi Amori. So the Imam says, Rabbi Kama, that a Talmud who's greeting the Rebbe should be a little more respectful. Shouldn't just say Shalom Alecha, he says Shalom Alecha Rebbe. That's how... You sure? Yeah. That's what it says. I'm after Shalom Rabbi Kishar Kolam. You're not allowed, but that's the simple pshat. Then Taisus in the second day has another pshat. Taisus in the second day has another pshat that Rabbi Eliezer. The Taisus is very unclear. The second day is another. It's very unclear. It doesn't read straight. But in my short, tell people looking at Rabbi Eliezer and the other Rishonim who point this out. This is further near a day. It's the second day of the Ramon. Near a day, it also says on this one. So that you show me where it says that it's not proper for a Talmud to greet the Rebbe first, to say, even to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. He calls on the telephone, he has to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe first. Someone called me up tonight right before I came to the shiur. So what's he going to do? He's going to wait till the president. He has to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. He has no prayer. But the Ramah quotes that you show me that when greeting a Rebbe, the state of particular the ear was such another mikvah, so when the people would see him, they would hide. Why would Nechbo? Because it was a bizoyan, it was a chisus, kvoid arab, a kvoid on chashuv, that they should greet him first. So they would wait till he would greet them, then in Shom Magra, they would wait till he would greet them first, and then they would greet him answering. So that's how Pesach finds Pshat, Hanesh, and Shalom, the rabbi, period. Hanesh, we didn't have to give the Hamas to Shalom, the rabbi. Big Yel, Hanesh, and Shalom, the rabbi, Shalom, the rabbi, both of them mentioned in the Brisa, you have to say like Rashi said. He greets the Rebbe either initiating the greeting or responding to the Rebbe's greeting in the same way he would greet any other body of his. He doesn't add on any of the Kovetik expression, Shamalacha Rabbi Amari and so on. But if you have the greeting only on this Shamalacha Rabbi, you leave out the next grade, because it's a big quote, there were Rabbi Shannon who didn't have the next grade. So Hadesh Shamalacha Rabbi means you're not allowed to greet a Rebbe at all. When you're not allowed to greet a Rebbe, you have to wait till the Rebbe greets you. And then you can hide it. Mom Brother Thomas says, today Shayla is Talmud or Rabbi. Today's Shaylas sounds like the Talmud is initiating. I mean, because how fast is talking on the telephone? Why? They didn't have a telephone. What do you mean today's Shaylas Talmud? The person says that Gemara and Bava Khan is talking about our Talmud Chaver. Just like Gemara says here, that I'm a Spalachori, Rabbi, is absolutely forbidden from the Shaylas to Spalachas to Shalom Yisrael. You're not allowed to do that. But if it's a Talmud Chaver, it's Luther. The person says the same thing. Unless the Shalom of the Rabbi, you're not allowed to initiate the greeting to the Rebbe, that's wrong if you're not a Talmud Chaver. But if he is a Talmud Chaver, he is permitted to initiate, but it's still my Rebbe. So I have to add on, I'm still not allowed to, I have to say Shalom Alecha, Rebbe. I have to stand up. When my first day the Rebbe comes by, I have to stand up. You're not considered Rabbi Mulder, that's another thing. Rabbi Mulder is the Baruch Chochmah to him in. So when I was in the third grade, this summer, the majority of my Torah knowledge was what I learned by that Rebbe. By now, I'm the majority of my knowledge, current knowledge, is not what I learned by that Rebbe. He's no longer my Rabbi Mulder. But still, and even I caught up with him, and maybe even I suggested him, still he has the status of my rib. That's the same enough, and it says his
wife.
The family, that's much covered, he's not much covered, he's not covered, he has to mention, he has to speak in the third person. What's not the Rebbe, what's not the Rebbe, not the Rebbe, you speak in second person. How are you? Right, whenever possible. But not to the Makim Shalom, to the Rebbe. To the Rebbe, he's not in this world. That's how the Mahashah reads the second day in Teis Tzitzis an interesting place. Usually when you have an obscure place that doesn't read straight, they look in the Teis Tzitzis and everything straightens out. The Teis Tzitzis doesn't have this thing. As everything before and everything after, except for this. And the next Tzitzis also doesn't read straight, and the Teis Tzitzis does not have it. The next two, these three Tzitzis things. And there's a Shalom Harald, his style of shiny tea, but don't appear in the Teis Tzitzis. So it doesn't help you. But the Mashiach comments on this place. The place says, and this is Shom Rabbi, that the first child is the same as Rashi, he's with the Shakalot. And the second shot, Imami, Hahu, the Chatchila Koma. That's the more Baba Kama, means even to greet the Rebbe, the Chatchila Koma. And that goes to Talmud Kovar, the Shari Kecholan, and the Kamon, the bright of Rabbi, that goes when he's not a Talmud Kovar. When he's not a Talmud Kovar, you're not allowed to greet the Rebbe at all. You're not allowed to greet him. You have to only give to the Rebbe. The Rebbe greets you first. And that Gemara Baba Kama that says, could they shame the Talmud? That sounds like the Talmud is leading the Rebbe. What do you do? No, that's the Talmud Kovar. That's how the Mashur reads, Ha'u L'chatchila Kovar. L'chatchila means that he should greet the Rebbe, he should initiate the greeting. And it says the Rabbi Yen has also. The Rabbi Yen, of course, the Rishon and the Ramon. You ever did it? Of course, the same Rishon.
The Rishon means,
they say, how are you, Rebbe? No. And the Rebbe greets him, he greets him back the same way. He greets him the same way he would greet anybody else. In the standard vernacular, what's new, how are things, you know, without adding on, that's an ounce of respect. You have to add on a little bit of respect.
The same thing applies, the same thing happens.
Yeah.
Or Shalom is a difference.
Yeah, so that's a shade of Shalom. Yeah. Shabbos, the table, Shabbos, there's something additional.
You say that the Shabbos is for the
first. You should wait for the Rebbe to say
Shabbos.
No. It's really more corrected so before you damage managed to do it. First of all, everybody's supposed to pay attention to the Hazara Flashat, and that's supposed to be in God's mind. Secondly, the whole idea of getting this stuff, and what doesn't the first servant know about it is, I need to say that as a banana. The person gets stuck and he stands a better chance of having his prayers in. But that's why the Gemara says the Amorah needs to get stuck first before they go. It's not really right, and a lot of shuls that they go around or they need to push to the Hazara Flashat. If you really collect it before,
Did you tell us that you were going to do a woman also?
The Gemara says that if it's a Shulia de Nagra, the Talmud has learned secular studies by his teacher, then there's no Dina Sloida. It's a simple reading of the Gemara. Rasulik once gave a whole brush on the Gemara. And what does the Gemara call that a Talmudist may rap if he studies secular studies? How do you use those expressions? They said, no, the both writers are talking about a Talmud is learning Torah by the Rebbe. But sometimes the Talmud picks up the Torah from the Rebbe. Sometimes he just picks the Tzayir. He picks up the politics and had a screen and had his rubber glasses and had a weight and all that. That's what they want called Shulia de Nagra. Shulia de Nagra means like a blacksmith, like a carpenter. But he's learning how to wave his hand. It means the Talmud is learning Torah by the Rebbe, but he's not picking up the meaning of the Torah. He's picking up only the chitzim. That's not the Pashat Shad Nehemar. Pashat Shad Nehemar means to say that there's no deal of Shulia Rav by, it doesn't even have to be Mavaz or the high school teachers or the college, it doesn't. He's a little quite a rock, only a twice. By Tommy the Hacham, my governor. Of course. Then the Marakash and Nibot, the Lizak saw that just because he died Myrib on Erev Shabbos, he died Myrib the last hour in the quarter. What? That's what we learned all the long. Why did Rav only daven Myrib in the last hour in the quarter on Friday? Why didn't he do it all week long? Comes on Friday, summer, winter, why? Because he wanted in the Kabbalah to have the Shabbos. Because the Kabbalah to have the Shabbos is out. Obviously, it's an enhanced form of Kabbalah to have the Shabbos. And in the Kabbalah, I say, Asian, Maitre, Shal Shabbos. Before that's the Parshah Shabbos. So that's obvious that when he daven Myrib, Dikish Manasseh, he was forbidden to do the law. But that was the whole calculus of davening Myrib, Akhtamah, in the Kabbalah Shabbos. That's the Parshah Shabbos. How can that be? He brought it. Was that true? So just because he davened the Myrib Dikish Manasseh Friday night Shmanasseh on Friday afternoon, the last hour and a quarter, that's a Kabbalah Pesach Shabbat. That makes it Pesach Shabbat. That's not true. Rabbi tells Rabbi story. I'm not going to follow. That day he was a Talmud Rabbi Yonasi. Once Rabbi davened Shal Shabbat, the Erev Shabbat, he did like Rabbi, davened Shabbat early, and Yichmas Lamechat, and he went in to take a bath, the Yosef, and he took his bath, and then he gave a shir, but I'm a hashir, and he stood before sunset. I can take a bath. It's a chazer of the Rabbanim. That you're not going to, it's very Rabbanim. You're not allowed to go to the base of America on Shabbat.
This filled up the water that had water
before. Still, even if the water was filled up before, you're not allowed to take a bath. Still, it's very Rabbanim. So doesn't that indicate that even though you doubt in the Myron Dikish Monesrei, it doesn't necessarily yet. So in the Yoyma, what's really the kasha? Let's say, when a woman ventures with, is it a Kabbalah that says that Shabbat is called Korfa? That's a machlokes, the Ran on the Lid in Perek Bamamadlikin, and that's Sugya Lichtenshi. Bamamadlikin is all about Lichtenshi. So the Ran, and he wants to sit down, he bench Chanukah, he bench Shabbat, he bench Chanukah, he has to be careful not to even come to Shabbat yet. So the woman should first, you should first bench Chanukah, then he bench Shabbat. What if you bench Shabbat with first? So is that automatically Kabbalah that says that Shabbat means you're not allowed to bench Chanukah? So no, not necessarily. So the Ran calls the machlokes, it's a Kabbalah, the Chesedol is only saying it once, the woman benches Shabbat, that's a Kabbalah that says that Shabbat is about Korcha for her and for all the members of her household who are relying on her Adlokas on it. And the other Rishonim disagree, and they say there are two versions of how you should disagree. Some Rishonim say it's a Kabbalah that says Shabbat is about Korcha for her, but not necessarily for the other. She did a Ma'aseh Shel Shabbat. So that's forcing her to be Mekabel to the Sefer Shabbos, but it doesn't apply to the other members of the household, even though they're in fulfillment of the Nitzvah, Halakas HaNeris, and which is the fact that she lit the candles, but it's not a Kabbalah to the Sefer Shabbos for them, because they didn't do the Ma'aseh Shel Shabbos. And the third thing is that's how we really pass in bottom line, we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, that it's not even a Kabbalah to the Sefer Shabbos Bal Korcha to the woman, the Chachilah, who are always Koshish for the Baal HaLabas Kibbalah Shabbos. So unless it's a big shot of crack, it's not really proper to... Every week the woman is going to bench lift and make it fly and have a mind not to even call Shabbos because she's going to go take a shower, she's going to go drive to shul, but every week it's not right. Once in a long while, there's a shot of crack, but then we rely on this, and the fact that we don't really talk to like the Baal HaLav of Yudas. Ha'atil v'machna, ha'choshish v'hishite, for the Isha HaMadlekes itself, not for all the brave guys, the Isha HaMadlekes, so we heard the same thing over here. What if a person davens the Myrav Dikish Man Esrei on Erev Shabbos? That's also Myrav Shel Shabbos. So the Gemara thought that what? What is it? Rabbovin asked Rav, what did Rav Yirmiya bar Rav ask Rav? Mi Badlis, Amalei Hin. He says, yes. What do you mean yes? I'm forced into observing this in the law. Or I have chosen to observe this in the law. The Pasuk said the way we learned the Gemara, the whole process of davening Myrib early on Friday night was for the purpose of being the Kabbalah Pesach Shabbos. Otherwise, all week long, why didn't you daven Myrib? So the answer, all week long, wants to be Machmas for bullshit. Friday afternoon, for the sake of enhancing his Kabbalah Pesach Shabbos, they daven Myrib early. So what did he say? Yes, me bottle, chapter, yeah, in Badilna, sure. That's why he wanted to daven Myrib early. So what was the Gemara's kasha? Say the Gemara kasha, but doesn't that contradict? Maisa with Rebbe, that Rebbe wants out Myrib early, and he did a malacha. So say the same malacha on it. If you want to be Mekabel, you can be Mekabel then. And that enhances the Kabbalah of the Shabbos, because he did it right there, Maisa Shal Shabbos. And if you don't want to be Mekabel, don't be Mekabel. So doesn't it seem to this Gemara, right to the Baha? Doesn't it sound to the Gemara a little bit of right to the Baha? Otherwise, what's the Gemara's kasha? That whenever you do have, if this constitutes a Maisa Shal Shabbos, and therefore it enhances the Kabbalah of the Shabbos, it's better than some saying, I am Kabbalah Bishla Yom Shal Shabbos, it's Maisa to be called Shabbos Ayvei, Tila. So then, if it enhances it, then you're not allowed to do Malacha after davening Myrib. after that, he understands very well. The Gemara's kasha, how can it be? The Rebbe got married and went to the din of the Melacha. How can it be a Sakhenegger?
Din? This is because every din is only one. Because
every
bit is only one, so
Rashi
wanted to be with Kabul Shabbat, otherwise why didn't he do it all the time?
So she'll see
that
Rebbe
didn't
do it all
the time.
Usually took a bath first.
Yeah, right. You know, but he and I, he dabbled first, so wanted to be with Kabul Shabbat first. Otherwise he wouldn't have done it. I would have taken the bath first. Yeah. So there was a Rashi that he wanted to be with Kabul sooner, he went into the bath. There was a Rashi that he don't have to be bored.
No, but if he got married early, he might have been in the Kabul to set the Shabbat.
Yes, but right.
So then how does he go into the Shabbat? Obviously, he got married not having in mind to be in the Kabul to set the Shabbat. So he had mind not to be in the Kabul. So what's the cash?
Why did he
dab? There was an Indian there. He wanted to dab and see what the truth is. The whole thing was dabbing early. So they're going to be in the Kabul Shabbat. He's not going to be in the Kabul Shabbat. What's that? Is it easier?
All members of the family already compared to the woman who passed with it.
No, not necessarily. No, that's the same time. Let's say the woman benches lich. So the halacha today says it's kabbalah for seven shabbos balkachim for all the three guys. But that much we're not really choishes for. And the days of the Shem, they were choishes for that. The Morgan Avon quote, the days of the Shem, they used to wait for the men without the mincha in shul on Friday afternoon. And they would send the children home to tell the mothers to bench this, because if the mother would bench this first, then they would be forbidden to daven the mincha, because you'd have to make a daven to feel cold if the kabbalah says that the Shabbat today. Well, choishes for the ba'ashita, when the mother of the household benches, when the woman benches lift, it's kabbalah says that Shabbat for all of the neighbors, so they would be forbidden to daven the mincha. In the days of the Shem, they were choishes for the whole shita tabahar. That it's when the woman benches lich, kabbalah says that the Shabbat bar kochah for all of the neighbors. In the Shulchan Aruch, we're not choishes for that. We're only choishes for half of the bar. That it's kabbalah says that the Shabbat bar kochah for the Yishuv Amikah. We really don't hold like that either. When it comes to Shabbat Kach, so we're naked, that the woman may make it tonight. It's not a kabbalah says that the Shabbat bar
kochah.
And Mr. Bill writes a double post like that. If this is the Shmoneh Esrei for tonight, so he said, "In the Sechot Yalav Yom." So tonight is Shabbos, and we're going to daven an hour and a quarter before, and we're not going to be in Kabbal Shabbos. So we're going to say this: the Meir of the Shmoneh Esrei for Shabbos, and we're not in Kabbal Shabbos. So what's else there? Why not? Daven in the fancy shul with the organ and everything, and it's their Shabbos. We're not in Kabbal Shabbos, so they have everything with all the malachim. And daven the Shmoneh Esrei of Meir. Of Shabbat, and then I'm a Kabbalah Shabbat. What if you tomorrow hold that it's a Kashif? So doesn't it sound like the Bahat? Doesn't sound like the Bahat. So if you hold leak right then, we don't talk about the Bahat. We talk to me to the Isha Hamad Lekes. It's also not a Kabbalah Shabbat, Shabbat Bal Kochel. So why does the Gemara seem to imply that when the Dabbat Shmoneh Esrei, it's a Kabbalah Shabbat, Shabbat Bal Kochel? The Rishayim say that it's a silly.
If Rabbi Yom holds the Bordel, as Rabbi Yom asked him the Bordel, Rabbi Yom must have also held the Kabbalah. Why did he ask him the Bordel? If he saw Rav Dabin Shabbat, why did Rav Dabin Shabbat?
That was what he was asking him. Are you Dabin Shabbat because you're going to Israel because you're running in the Kabbalah to set the Shabbat? Or you know that this is Balkarka, this enhances the Kabbalah to set the Shabbat. It's better than some saying, here in the Kabbalah of Israel. It's better, and therefore you're forbidden to do Malacha. Well, you don't have to be in the Kabbalah of Shabbat. Yeah, you have to be in the Kabbalah of Shabbat. It's about Korach and therefore him. So the Rishon already says, those the Balei HaTeitz, they're right. And the Madnik and quotes the Balei HaTeitz disagree with the Bahad. They say why. It's no Tushtel. The Chachamim on the Sakim said you should daven, you should be Eitz, it didn't Kiddush their eyes to the Tzimah. The Kiddush HaLakot is along with the Rabbanah, the way many Rishon say. Kiddush between the their eyes. So the davening of the Shmoneh Esrei at Friday night is a mice and shel Shabbos. The Hadlokas on there is they disagree with the Bahar. Why? You say a Nusach, and the Nusach Hadlokas say Lahan Shmoneh Esrei Shabbos. But it's a Hachonah for Shabbos. It's like cooking the chon, that's like taking your bath, that's like vacuuming the floor. Give it the idea, because it's a Hachonah for Shabbos. You're making when you bench this to Safran. Of course you say Lahan Shmoneh Esrei Shabbos. But then Rishonim will disagree with the Bahar, not that they hold that it's a mice and Shabbos, But if you don't want to, you don't have to know. If you do a Maaseh Shel Shabbos, it's Kabbalah Shel Shabbos called Shankar. That's what it says in our Gemara. That's the only shot in our Gemara. That's there. But I'm looking on there. It's a Maaseh Shel Shabbos. If it has to be done that kind of Shabbos, then the Maaseh Shel Shabbos. But that's what the Gemara says. That was a Kasher. The Gemara says that Kasher. How could there be possible to do the Malka? How can he go take a day after he's in Kabbalah Shel Shabbos? And for the Gemara, he didn't take a day. He was nichnas to the Beis HaMechus Yosla HaZiyah. At a time that it was with the eye for Asala HaZiyah also, not only does the Geras HaBalana forbid bathing, it forbids even sitting in a room that's full of steam to get, so he says that was created by Zera. Hoo, that's where he was, the nichnas to HaZiyah, and even though his money gets forbidden, it's created Zera HaZiyah. That was before they included Zera in the Zera. No, we don't recognize it. We recognize the active Zera HaBalana was instituted with Zera. Never, neither. Before, yeah, it was in the middle of the grave. It was after they made the grave of Kabbalah, but before they extended it to include grave. Then the Gemara can again involve the more complicated thing. What is it a Kabbalah for Sefer Sham Tokah? Then we're going to have to work on this basis. What exactly does this basis say here? The next two basis is however, the following Chinese people say it's a Kashi, what is the Teresh? The Hemshah HaGemara is the next few lines is very difficult. In the Shulchanach it says that if the tzibur was metabol to Sefer Shabbos, it's chal on all of the yechidim who belong to that tzibur. If you live in a community where there are many shuls, so you say that shul you belong to. Through Malach, no, that it does not. If the tzibur was metabol Shabbos, so the tzibur dav ma'iris, that is kabol to Sefer Shabbos, for koko, so then all the... Yeah, it is dav ma'iris. Yeah, dav ma'iris, and it's... Then you name that. You don't know if you did it at a time that it was still looking to go into he wouldn't watch to watch without water he wouldn't do. But to go to Hazir was still looking at that time. Man is that talk about Hazir. Would it be forbidden if he had a man? Yeah, some of that is the shah. Some of you are right. Me, Baptist means, have you just become forbidden to the world? This is the absolute. Yes, you have to say like this. See, from Hamshah HaGemara, that it means he's forbidden to the world. Heder Shrap has a comment on the pasuk, Zosarat HaMesorah, that the word Mesorah is a rich form of Motzi Shem Ra. That this is the punishment that will befall the person who is Motzi Shem Ra against somebody else. Motzi Shem Ra strictly speaking means when I tell a story about someone else that's just not true. I say Mechal Shabbos and he's a Ganeth in his business and he's loyal Eishishish and he doesn't observe the laws of Midden and Mechal Shabbos and everything. I tell stories that are not true. But the Gemara extends it to Chavetz Chaim and all the foreign quotes from the Gemara from the Russian. And even though the expression Motzi Shem Ra per se only relates to one that tells a story by somebody else, it's absolutely not true. But the Midrashim seems to extend it to anyone who talks Lashon Hara against somebody else. What is the idea of speaking Lashon Hara against other people? So the Chafetz Chaim points out that Rashi and Chumash quotes in the Medrash, when the Mitzvah becomes Tohar, Mitzvah Masra, is the Mitzvah prescribed in the Seder HaTahar, that the Zolokach Eitzeres V'yezer Ishmi Seibach. What is the combination of the Eitzeres and the Ezer, so the Erez is a very tall tree. And the Ezer is a very low vegetable that grows on the ground. The Rashi quotes in the Medrash, why did he become a Mitzvah as a punishment for his geyser? He felt that he's tall like the Ezeres, but let him become a shofar like the Ezer, like the low vegetable, and he will be forgiven. So the Chafetz Chaim writes that obviously that's what prompts people to be involved in Lashon Hara and Mitzvah Hashem, that they want him in this cottage, the Klon Chavero. If the people don't respect him, after the way it became a little more respect, this cannot sound the other night, that Ashevi is Mahal Shabbos, he's not the traitor, means that I'm not. If I'm just saying not the traitor, he is, what am I saying, he's a good for nothing? It means that he is a good for nothing. I'm a good for nothing. I'm a higher Madrega, that's the Mishkabit, the Klon Chavero. That's what everybody does all the time. That's the more than the Kabbat Zalam Abba. That's what people do all the time. But that's the whole shorish of the Yetzirah, of the desire to knock other people is because we have guidance. And the Torah says, the Torah prescribes, that part of the stay there, part of the Yehudim of the Torah should be, the God of you, for Yomim, he has to have it, the Russian, he's not permitted to take a haircut. You have to let his hair grow wild today. It looks normal. Normal size. When you used to, people with bits under me, you want hair. Today, that's the normal thing. But when you used to have shanky tikkunim, that was abnormal. And that's in order to be mashpil the person that he should get a little amoebus. He should knock a little guy out of his system. So we say, let him walk around with his big on him. And let him go with long hair, let him not dress himself up nicely, because when people dress very nicely, this often leaves them in day daily. This is not so much a punishment, but it's in order to lead him to be choiz of a shoe. And then the Chafetz Chaim points out, there was a Zohar commenting on one who speaks Lashon Hara. See, I don't know what I needed. The Gemara makes a distinction. The Gemara says that the world exists on Torah. Not only when I had created the world in the first place, he wouldn't maintain his world. If the whole world would stop learning, there wouldn't be anybody learning any Torah anywhere in the world. That's why Chaim Elozen writes, we're lucky that the world is a globe. So when we're sleeping over here, the Jews in China are learning. But they're sleeping over there in Australia, so we're learning over here. If the whole world would be buckled from Chaim Torah for a minute, so there's Pashu Hanim to indicate that the whole world would be turned back to. So who's learning is what keeps up the world. So one would have thought, the great Geroinim from the belt, who sit made by Shubas, and they learn all the places and all the Shubas and all the places and everything. So the Gemara says, no, the Hevel Pim shall be nice to show they show. They just know our day. Chumashilashi. They don't know how to learn as well as the great people. And the great people, the Gemara says, what about our prophet says, what about my learning? What about your learning? The DVD does mine. So the Gemara says, it's Dana Dana. Why is the Milan Hamilton should the Nugget should be so the Gemara says, it's Dana Dana because we have contaminated our lips with Varmah Shurim. We use our lips for Machlokes and Sinatrinan and Lashon Hara and Mechilus and Hetzah Hashem are all applying to Seder. And evil prayer to carry to there. And the little children are innocent. They have not contaminated their lips. So what's the difference? You see from the Gemara what the Gemara says. So when a person has contaminated his lips, then when he does Divrei Torah with his lips, there's going to be a tekiyah in the Divrei Torah. If a person does an aveira with his lips and then he does a mitzvah with his hands, at least his hands are pure, so that mitzvah is pure. But if he contaminated his lips, then he does a mitzvah with the lips. So the mitzvah done with the lips is going to be problem. That's what the Chafetz Chaim says. Perhaps aveira harem, as one can interpret the passage, the god of Yihyu Perumim, the god in aveira haloshen, aveira haposik, the passage says, b'chol eis yu, but the godeth on the vonim. So he quotes in the Zohar Megillah, commenting on that passage initially, that whenever a person does mitzvahs, it says in the Sefer HaKabbalah that the mitzvahs, the 97 that a person does, are like a malbush within a shaman. So a person should be careful, and he should always be careful that his mitzvahs should be pure. That he's going to use different parts of his body for aveiros, so those mitzvahs that will be done, those parts of his body will not be pure mitzvahs, like the Gemara says, like the Zohar says, one of the talks. Evil pen, uses his lips from Achlekes and so on, so all the Divrei Torah that will be uttered by his lips will be Tegumim. So the Pasuk says over here, if a person is a foul Lashon Hara, if those Torahs on the Torah, then one of the things is the God of all of the mitzvahs that he's going to do, the Levushim that he's going to get, the God of Yehu Perumim. The Divrei Torah that he's going to learn, that he's going to make Malbushim for his Neshama, will be Serisim and Malbushim. He's going to be Shvache Malbushim. Because if that Aver is talking because of Aver, so the mitzvahs that will be done by that Aver will also be of Yishvah. Chaim wrote so much about Lashon Hara, and after Acharei Kekosha Chol didn't really help too much. You look at all the bottles of the Chol of Yisur, and all the orange juice bottles, and all the newspapers, and all the automobiles, that pictures of Chaim hanging in all the windows, and we still see people who are still talking Lashon Hara, and the Chidus and Hazgah Shem, and the Chim, and the Hotel, and so on. And it's just there's so much of his foreign, the lesson of the Zohar Torah Tamasayil. The person who is Chayshid Diksharim is like the Gufroi. The person talks Lashon Hara against someone else, Shalaki Bina, except for Tashimah, he will be punished with